Let's get this party rolling. Kick it off with my first song. Let's start this show.
Here is the first song of the day, Jenny.
Good morning, everybody.
What'd you choose for your first song of the day?
I throw back a little bit to 1999, I believe, but it's Soul Decisions Faded.
Oh, my God, I love this song.
Me
first
too.
Song of the day on KDWB. Good choice. That song used to be on my running playlist back in the day because it was a good running song. It's 101.3 KDWB. How are you? It's Tuesday on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Put up another video last night of opening a product, this time Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Kraft
Macaroni and Cheese.
Allegedly easy to open.
No, it's not.
You just pop the box thing in. Which I've never done. I always just take the top, like remove the top.
Why bother?
Open it like a normal box.
It's not like you're going to reseal it. So I have a new series on my Instagram of opening products that are supposedly easy to open. And everybody said, you got to do Kraft mac and cheese. Got to do Kraft mac and cheese because it never opens right. So you can see that on my Instagram at Dave Ryan KDWB. How are you, Fally B?
I'm pretty good. I played three rounds of Match 3D last night.
Oh, you did? Are you hooked?
No.
No, really? I mean, not your thing?
No, I like it. If there was going to be a thing that's my thing, that would be it. But I just don't, I'm not allowing myself to do that. So I like play like maybe like a round a night if I'm like laying there waiting for a transition. Jake is doing so much woodwork in our garage randomly. Yesterday he built a ski rack and I was like,
does he need a ski rack?
Well, they have skis.
Oh,
so
kids, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He and the kids ski. But this is my like comment. My comment is I actually had stuff I want him to do and build. But he seems to not be doing any of those things. And he's just building things we don't need. Like he built Adirondack chairs.
He did?
He built Adirondack chairs.
Wow.
And he built a ski. He's pretty talented. I'll give him that. Like he just picked up on it. He watches a lot of videos. I let him get one miter saw from Facebook Marketplace. And he's
now
going
to town.
Now you
notice that Fallon says, I let him. What a lot. Now, not only is you're mad because he's not doing the things that you're demanding that he makes.
No demands.
But you
requests.
Let him. Get a miter saw.
Yeah, a miter saw is not a cheap purchase.
Doc.
A miter saw is like $200 or $300 usually. And so we usually don't make like $200 or $300 purchase without discussing it with each other.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, because when he said he wanted to do that, I assumed it would do what most of like my crafting projects do, sit in a corner somewhere and then it's a waste of $300. And I was like, miter saws are those things, like you can buy those used easily. Like that's, so I had one pop on Facebook Marketplace, found it for way less than that. And it's in great shape from a guy in St. Paul. Shout out to that guy.
From somebody who bought it and also it sat in a corner.
No, he's good. This guy does a ton of woodwork.
So he needed a better one.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It is the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. I got your keyword for you right now. For $1,000, you can blow on whatever you want. A miter saw. You can blow it on an Adirondack chair. You can do whatever you want. New computer.
Yeah.
You can get your car. I don't know. You can get one of those roof racks for your car. One of those things to carry, a roof carrier. So you can put your skis and things like that in there. Text that keyword fun, F-U-N, to 200-200. Do that this hour and you get a chance to win $1,000 from KDWB. I'm going to try another button here. Can I push another button? Is that a better button? Is that a better button? No. Is that okay? We're just testing out some audio here.
Right now, it's just that my headphones are really loud, and that's because I had to turn them up because when you were in Colorado, you were so quiet, I couldn't hear you.
Well, I'm back, baby.
You are, and you're loud and proud, and I love it.
We had the best trip. My boy Carson and I went to Colorado because we were like, we haven't done anything together really this entire Christmas break. And he's home from college. He's probably not coming home this summer because he wants to get an internship somewhere in New York or LA in the music business. And so remember when he was graduating and we were going over the last band concert, the last football game. Then it was the last whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was a whole year of lasts. And if you had a senior, I know it's a different year because they're at home a lot of most of the time. But I was thinking, is this our last trip to Colorado? Like,
no,
we've been going
it
to
will
Colorado
not be.
every year, a couple of times a year. We'd go rafting and hiking.
That's
and
something
camping.
You'll probably do until you're too old to do it. You know what I mean? I think
yeah,
that's something
well,
you'll still
the clock
occasionally
is,
do.
Clock is ticking. Look at me.
Maybe not every year, but like I think you'll still do trips like that. But do you want to talk about what Jenny said about your son yesterday?
What did Jenny say about my son? What?
Well, I told you, because we were talking to you off the show yesterday, and Carson wasn't awake yet. Surprise, surprise, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I go, Dave, you should record Carson's reaction video to Jenny's new leggings video, because they suction her booty.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very surprising. And Jenny jumps in and immediately goes, Carson already liked the video.
He did like the video because Jenny's got these like leggings that like enhance her booty. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a thing. And you're right. This is another one of those sexist, sexist, awful things that I put up in a room full of all women on this show. Jenny said, what did you
say? Well, Dave was so surprised that his innocent little boy had liked my booty video. And I was like, Dave, you want to know what? You know Carson wants me.
And I said, and she literally said, Carson wants to me. And I'm like, Jenny! Another one of these, see what I'm talking about? And I remember, let's say that I'm Joyce. Let's say my name is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
And there's a couple of dudes sitting around. And there's one dude that's 30 years old, and he's like hot and whatever. And then Joyce has a 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
That would be like the 30-year-old dude saying, yeah, you know your daughter, Clarissa, you know she wants to me. And then Joyce would have to be the like, what? This is the situation that I'm in.
Joyce, she has a good attitude. She's like, LOL.
It is all just reverse sexism and just discrimination.
Yes,
and
you have it rough.
I put up with it every day.
You're so innocent.
I am so innocent. Nothing ever comes out of my mouth around here that is offensive.
What?
Nothing.
All the time. It may be a different form of offensive, but all the time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's one of the good things about our show is that, you know us. I mean, off the air, we say things that are like, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Anyway, how are you? Thanks for listening to Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Have you texted that keyword yet? If not, you haven't started your day on a positive note. Make sure you do that. Take some positive action in your life to get that $1,000 payoff with Delete Your Debt. That's what they call it. You can spend it on anything you want to. Text that word FUN to 200-200. Coming up in a second, I realize what a hypocrite I am.
Oh, gosh. Why?
Because I think we all do things once in a while where we go, you know what? We say one thing, and when nobody's looking, we do another thing. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I am so into recycling and taking care of the environment. Next thing you do, you change your oil, dump the oil down the storm drain.
Are you not supposed to do that?
No, you're not. Okay, I haven't done that. But I have to admit that I found myself being a hypocrite big time yesterday.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it. I will confess, I will admit to you coming up in a second here on KWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. If you're up for a shout out, need a shout out for a birthday, a birth, a wedding, first day back at the job, text me at KDWB1. I am a hypocrite.
Okay.
Probably about a lot of things. But one thing is email addresses.
Okay.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
You know me. I've had an AOL email address. That is my primary email address. And I know I can change it to a Gmail, and I've actually got a Gmail that I've never converted it to. And people have said, oh, you can convert it. You can direct all your AOL mail to your Gmail. And I'm like, nah, kind of lazy. So I know it gives a bad reputation. It gives a bad impression.
When I applied for this job, I found out your personal email address because I didn't want to send my stuff to like the generic email that everyone else sends their stuff to. I wanted to stand out.
Yeah.
And then when my friend Shonda told me your email address and it was AOL, I'm like, oh my God.
And that was 10 years ago, too.
Yeah, it was almost.
Like, good God, he's got an AOL email address. And once in a while, I'll find somebody who's, you know, also got an AOL address. And I'll be like, God, get with it. Once in a while, you know, you go into a store, they're like, okay, we can email you a receipt. What is your address? And I'll be like, it's blah, blah, blah at AOL.com. And once in a while, I'll get the, oh, that's still around? I didn't know that was still around. Yeah. Like, yes, it's still around. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's like a classic car. It's like a 67 Mustang. Wow. Shut up.
So defensive on that email address.
So here's where the hypocrisy comes
in.
Yes. I don't know if you heard this yesterday on the show. We said we're looking for a woman to be the voice of the show. So, like, you just heard Diego. He's our boy. We love Diego. Yep. Do the bag of Cheetos bit. Like, more fun than a bag of Cheetos without the orange fingers. And so I said, we want to find a woman to be the voice of the show. I mean, why not? I'm already surrounded by three sexist women. I might as well throw in another woman just to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Yes, why not?
Plus, I'd like to advance women. I like to help women. And the dudes are doing fine in radio, and I like to advance guys, too. But we said, let's find a woman. So I said to some different radio friends, ask people to, like, audition to be the voice of the Dave Ryan Show. So there were a couple that came from AOL addresses. I didn't open them.
What?
I didn't open them. Because I was too busy and I low prioritized them.
That's not why.
Why?
You You didn't, because you're too busy.
I was kind of busy. I opened the Yahoo. I opened the Hotmail. I opened the Gmail.
So why didn't you open AOL?
Because I figured it was probably from Madge, and Madge is 47 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Dang.
Now, that is age discrimination
right
there.
It is.
Now, I'm not going to say I won't open them. I just found myself pigeonholing anybody with an AOL email address as Madge, who is 47 years old and probably not the look that we're looking for this thing.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you imagine?
But her voice, but the difference, the voices, she could, even if she was 47, she could sound super young.
Absolutely could. I mean, I'm not 47.
But
you aren't? I don't think I sound like I'm an old guy. I don't sound like your drunken Uncle Pete.
No, you sound like 72-ish. You don't 72-ish,
not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Listen to the youthful energy here. Youthful energy. So, how hypocritical am I to have an AOL address?
Very hypocritical.
And then get it from somebody and go, you know what? I will open her email. I will.
You have
just
to now.
Haven't
well,
yet.
Now, if nothing else, you have to open it off the air so I can hear it, so we can judge and see if she does sound like too old for our station.
I'll do that. Yeah. Give me a sec. Well, now it's going to point out that she's had an AOL address, and then I'll make her sound stupid. And that's not what I'm all about.
I don't think anyone with an AOL email address sounds stupid. I think it's just like, it's a strange choice. But if you've had it since you were like in middle school or something, I guess you've had it since you were middle school. I don't know.
That was my thing. I've had AOL since AOL came out. Like back, remember we used to go into Target and they had the big rack of free AOL CD ROMs up in the front?
No.
No, you don't remember that? Back when AOL was big, 95 to about 2000.
Yeah.
And you'd go into Target and up at the front, it'd be like free AOL disc. And you'd go and install it in the CD ROM drive
of
your computer.
What was it for? What do you mean free AOL?
This is when you couldn't download an app over the internet because the internet was like really slow. Remember dial-up internet?
Yes, okay. I remember dial-up, yeah.
So you would buy programs. You'd go into like Best Buy or Target. You would buy in the computer section. There were CD ROMs of Roller Coaster Tycoon and things like that.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
And Word or whatever.
I think the only thing I ever used was probably Word to type up. But I didn't even have a computer at home. I had like a word processor at home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a computer until I went to college. But by then, you had everything. You had Instant Messenger. You had MySpace. You had it all.
God, remember Instant Messenger?
Yeah, I didn't do
the
a lot of it.
The door would open and you'd see who, oh my God, Carl's online. That's my brother. Let's chat.
I always stayed on private because I didn't want anyone I didn't want to talk to.
I had to block my brother after a while because every time my brother would jump on AOL, it'd be like, ring, and then he'd be like, hello, and then go on and on and on and on and on.
Jeez.
And then I'd say, like, wait, great, good talking to you, Carl. Have a great day.
Yeah.
So how's the dog doing? Oh, God.
Carl, take a hand.
Anyway, so maybe you're hypocritical about something, too. It's okay. As long as you look good, it doesn't matter what you do behind closed doors.
What?
Did I just say that?
What's happening?
I just said that it's okay if you look good. Oh, come on. Everybody in the world pretends their marriage is wonderful. Everybody does.
Okay.
Even though half of marriages end in divorce right now, that means half of people that are married right now cannot stand being married. They cannot stand their spouse, but they still, when they go out to the neighbors for a little cocktail party or a little barbecue, they're like, oh, yeah. They got their arm around each other. They seem so happy. They go home. They don't talk to each other.
Yeah, I get that.
We're all hypocritical.
I mean, I'm pretty happy, but also I can't afford another divorce.
Well, that's true. Woo! Youthful energy. It's 101.3 KDWB. What is the most popular emoji of the last year? I got a little list for you here. There's a website called Emojipedia, believe it or not. By the way, it's KDWB. Good morning. The Twin Cities number one hit music station.
Morning.
They just released data on the emoji trends of 2020. And I got some highlights for you. One in five messages now contains at least one emoji. I'm a big emoji guy.
You are.
Always looking for, like, the smiley face, because especially if you're kind of a smart ass like me,
mm-hmm.
and you text something, you want the other person to know that you're kidding when you call them the worst person on earth.
Yeah.
And you put a little smiley emoji, then they know that you're just joshing them, Fallon.
I love when people are just joshing. My problem is my fat fingers hit the wrong emojis all the time, so it'll be like, My deepest condolences, laugh face emoji. And I'm like, oh, God. Now on DM, I can quickly, like, hit unsend a lot. But, like, on text, you're screwed. And I have to quickly put, like, or a lot of the time, I'll be trying to put, like, a question mark. But I put an exclamation mark. And then it looks like I'm yelling at them instead of asking a question.
Also, the most popular emoji of the year. What do you think it was? And what are the biggest jump emojis? In other words, the ones that were like not big a year ago, but now are bigger. I got a little emoji update for you in a second. And also, if you're doing dry January, Jenny and I are doing dry January.
She said she's out.
Oh, you out now? You're all the way out?
No, she's going to drink on Saturday the Packers game.
Okay, totally cool. How are you doing on dry January? I'm still in the thick of it with you. We'll get a little update on how people are doing on dry January, but what is the number one most used emoji of 2020? Think about it for a second. Play around in your phone, see if you can pick it out. While you got your phone out, send me a text at KDWB153921. Somebody texted a little while ago. They said they were doing IVF.
IVF, okay.
And it cut their text off. They said they are now officially 12 weeks pregnant. Woot woot, but it cut their name off. Oh, so whoever
maybe they
you
didn't
are.
Want to, because 12 weeks is right around the time when you would maybe tell people. And
no,
also,
this cut their name off.
Oh, did it? Okay.
It came in mid-sentence.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
The reason I bring it up is because I wish I could say your name, but the texting cut it off.
Well, congrats. And I know that's a lot. I've had friends who've gone through IVF, and it is so much. And so congratulations. I know that's a huge thing.
Number one emoji next on KDWB, followed by Dave's Dirt.
2, 3, 4.
Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
The emoji trends of 2020. 1 in 5 messages now contains at least one emoji. The most popular emoji of 2020 was the face crying tears of joy.
Okay.
But it just slightly beat out the loudly crying face, which I can understand it because it was 2020, mm-hmm. Which is the one with the open mouth and basically two walls of tears coming out.
Yeah.
The emoji saw the biggest jump in the last year were the yawning face, pinching fingers, the otter?
Random. Okay.
Shopping cart and the microbe, the little greenish virus looking thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you type in virus,
that's what pops up.
It pops up. Okay. Yeah. Other emojis saw a notable jump were the clown face, the face with the medical mask, of course, and the raised fist. Some of the emojis that saw the biggest drops in 2020 were ones related to travel, like the airplane.
Oh, yep.
It's like just now landing in Tulsa, and you put the airplane on there.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere now, so there's probably more of the virus emojis. Anything related to sports, like the soccer ball, baseball, and basketball, were also way down because people weren't watching.
Yeah.
As much. And
well, there wasn't anything going on for a long time.
For a long time. There's still some fans in the stands. I was watching the Ohio State game last night. By the way, Ohio State lost. Spoiler alert. And there are some fans in the stands, but they're supposedly distanced. But we're watching them going, they're not really that distanced. But I don't know. Maybe it's just the way it looks on TV.
Yeah, it's weird because over the holidays, my brother-in-law was like, oh, I got the doctor that he works with. She was like, oh, I have an extra pair of tickets for the UK game. Do you want them? And I go, people are still, like, able to sit in the stands at, like, the UK. And he's like, yeah, they did postpone the game. But I was like, what? That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. By the way, restaurants reopened yesterday. Did you go out to a restaurant? We were talking to Sydney from This Week on Campus, mm-hmm. who swears she's going to graduate from the U of M this year, even though she's almost 24 years old. And she said she was going down to
Sally's. Yep.
Because she's on the VIP list at 11 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, she was down at Sally's. Did you go to a restaurant? Text me and let me know. What was it? I mean, back to normal? Did you enjoy it? Did you have to wait? A lot of places don't take reservations, so you have to just wait. Or maybe they do take reservations. Anyway, text me and let me know where you went, and we'll give you a little shout-out, and a little shout-out to the local restaurants as well, and restaurant workers. Can I make a little confession?
Sure.
Tell me whether I'm wrong thinking this.
Okay.
Susan said, this weekend, we should go downtown and support some downtown restaurants. I said, I'm a little bit nervous about going downtown Minneapolis.
Okay.
Because I haven't been downtown Minneapolis in a long time.
Yeah.
Last time I was down there is when I rode my skateboard across the Stone Arch Bridge, probably in August or September.
Right.
And I don't know whether I'm really comfortable going downtown. Am I just being, like, you know, paranoid about it? Or is it safe downtown? Or do you feel good downtown?
You're just being paranoid. Yeah, it's safe. It's just, like, then, what I remember before you went and rode your skateboard, you had, like, someone in, like, the suburbs tell you it was super dangerous down there. And I go, Dave, I just walked all of across the Stone Arch Bridge. It's fine. You went, like, the next day on your skateboard. You felt totally fine and safe. It's the same thing. There are a little bit less people out because it's, like, the people aren't working or going through the skyways as much. I think the skyways are closed. But it's fine. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. Just the restaurant, too. Like, I would go downtown this weekend.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. Just to be safe, I'm going to have Susan drop me off in front of the restaurant, then go park the car and walk to the restaurant so I feel safe.
I like that. That's a good choice. Yeah.
Thank you.
You could just Uber in general.
That's true. you might have picked the wrong month to quit pounding Boone's Farm. If you ever had a dry January, this is a pledge that you make to not do any drinking in January, you know, because you went off the rails in December. According to a new survey, 11% of people who drink alcohol say they've committed to not having any this January. My last time I had a drink was New Year's Day night. That Friday night, mm-hmm. I had wine, and then I said no. And I got to tell you something.
Yeah, that was the last time I did, too.
I've slept way better.
You thought you couldn't sleep without it.
It took a while to make the adjustment.
Okay.
Because I would have a couple of glasses of wine to help me go to sleep. And then I got so dependent on it mm-hmm. that if I didn't have that wine, I couldn't really go to sleep as easily. So it took a couple of days, maybe a week, to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. But now I think my body sleeps a more naturally induced sleep instead of an alcohol-induced sleep.
Okay.
Last night, Susan's watching the freaking game show channel, Buzzer, and she's watching Jeopardy or something, I don't know what. And I'm like, can you turn that down? She turns it down. The next thing you know, I wake up to the alarm.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't even think I moved
Wait,
all
you have a TV
night.
In your room?
Yeah, of course we do, yeah.
Oh, okay. We don't. I didn't know. I didn't know you had a TV in your room.
It's not American not to have a TV in your room.
That's not true. Your bedroom's for sleeping and banging.
Whatever.
It's not for TV watching.
Sleeping and what?
Banging.
Okay. I thought you said hanging. I'm like, really? Who comes over? Anyway, according to the survey, 11% of us have committed not to drinking in January. 72% of them said, yep. I've stuck to it. Of course, today is the 12th, so, you know, you're doing okay. You're about a third of the way there. 20% have had some drinks, but are still trying to cut back. And 8% said, screw it. Let's pop those bottles right now. Let's have a big drink.
I am the complete opposite of you. Like, I'd never drink, so it has not been, I've been dry this month, but not by choice, but I don't normally.
You're not a big drinker yet.
But I am the opposite of you because I texted Jenny and Tina last night. I said, I don't think the three of us have ever been drunk together. We should get drunk together sometime soon. They
you
said,
do
yeah.
It on the show. Do it on the show. Can you imagine as bad and raunchy as these three get when they're sober?
But I told Jenny none of this late night business. If we're doing it, we're being drunk 9. So I can
nine
be home by 10.
I got
no,
you.
P.M.
Okay.
God, not okay. Early morning.
Coming up on KDWB. There's a couple of things going on. First of all, I'm going to cover some of the impeachment things because I want you to know about what's going on. I don't know how much you listen to the news. We won't dive in depth. That's for the talk station to talk about. But we'll let you know what's going on with the impeachment and that type of thing. On a much lighter note, an artist will come out with a song that becomes so iconic, so big that they don't want to play it anymore. And I've got a list of about 10 different songs that artists refuse to play in concert anymore. Here's an example for you. Prince, once it turned to 2000, did not play 1999 anymore.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Even though people would go to his shows and be like, well, I want to hear 1999, but he wouldn't play it because it was dated.
Okay.
Here's another one. There was a band that said, we're not going to play that hit song because so many people come just to hear that, and they will actually leave after we play that hit song.
That's why a lot of those artists will play it like in their encore so that people will stay around
right.
to hear it.
I got the whole list for you coming up next of songs that artists don't want to play anymore on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Do some fun stuff, and we do some newsy stuff, so you'd kind of be well-informed. When somebody brings this up, you won't go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, really quick, shout-out to all the people who went out to eat yesterday. We got a lot of texts. Matt and Courtney went to Lucy's Burgers in White Bear Lake, said best burgers in town. Someone said they went to Granite City. It wasn't very busy, but they were cleaning like crazy.
Good.
At T-Box in Ham Lake was great food and definitely followed social distancing rules. Someone said they went to Texas Roadhouse. Oh, why did you say
good
it?
Good choice.
I'm going to go. Another one said...
did you get Mill Creek Bar in
Buffalo?
No,
I did not. Mill Creek Bar in Buffalo felt normal plexiglass around each booth, so that was awesome.
Because Susan's like, let's go downtown to eat this weekend. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure I feel safe going downtown. But as long as she drives and she takes me to the door of the restaurant, mm-hmm. then goes to park the car, then we should be okay. God. She's a black belt in karate, Fallon. She is. Did you know she's a black belt in karate?
Yeah, you told me before, but she's out of practice, right?
For a while, yeah.
Could she kick your ass?
She's still my first line of defense, and yes, she could. Absolutely.
I want to see it. I want to see Susan take you down so bad.
No.
Come on, wouldn't it be fun?
No.
All right, I'm going to pay her.
All right, I have a list here. This is actually pretty cool. Of songs that musicians refuse to play for one reason or another. And this is kind of cool. It's basically songs that musicians, for whatever reason...
It isn't cool, because you go see them in concert, you want to see it. It's like, too bad. Too bad you don't like it.
No, I get it. But basically... they say, I don't want to play these songs anymore because for whatever reason, they're too big. I don't want to be known just for this song. So, for example, Creep, Radiohead won't play Creep because they said when they do Creep in concert, people will leave as soon as the song is over. Here's the entire montage, and then I'll kind of fill you in on some of the details. These are songs, remember, the artists don't want to play these songs anymore for whatever reason, and here we go.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people holding.
So it's tonight, I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo,
homo.
Okay, let's start with the last one. Basically, the Beastie Boys said it was meant to make fun of frat boys and that whole culture, but the frat boys made it a party anthem, so that didn't work
Beastie
out.
Beastie Boys don't really perform anymore anywhere now that they're missing a member. Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, they said it was so big it went against the group's counterculture reputation. Another one, Mr. Roboto, they said the song and the album that it was created when they were fighting with their singer, and it was his idea. Mm-hmm. So once he left, the rest of the guys in the band said, yeah, I don't want to do that song anymore because that's not ours. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin, who either used to or still does live here in the Twin Cities. He said it, ironically, no longer made him happy. He got tired of singing it. I get it.
Yeah.
Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. They said it had limited appeal. And 1999, after New Year's Day of 2000, Prince decided it was out of date. But he did bring it back for the halftime show in 2007. That was that one bad A halftime show where it rained. It was like, oh, wow.
This is why, though, I do respect artists like your Dolly Parton or your Garth Brooks. They know, like, specifically, hey, I know why you're here. I know what you want to see. I'm going to play them, even though I've played, you know, Friends in Low Places for them, even though I've played Jolene a million times. And Dolly, I've seen her in concert. She not only will play the song she's played 4 million times, she'll tell the story about it like it's the first time you've ever heard the story about it. And it's amazing.
Kiss is the same way. They play the same songs that they've been playing since 1975, and they play them just like they sounded on the CD.
Yeah.
So here's what's going on. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on a resolution for Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. The president, on the other hand, today plans to travel to Texas to defend himself and promote his legacy. In better news, it could be your lucky day because hundreds of millions are at stake in the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots because they haven't had a winner in a long time. We're talking upwards of $500 million in the jackpot. So if you are so inclined, get out your local convenience store and buy a couple of lottery tickets.
You know, one thing that I like, because I follow that chick we mentioned yesterday. She's like so intelligent. She talks about kind of government stuff. Sharon Says So on Instagram. But someone asked the question. They said, so if Donald Trump was removed, would Mike Pence be technically the 46th president? And then Joe Biden would be four. She said yes.
Really?
So basically, even if it was for one day, he would be technically the 46th president until Joe Biden is sworn in.
Wow.
And then be the 47th.
For like 5 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy. By the way, they are kind of worried about more riots for around the inauguration, and a lot of states have enacted, or I don't know the word enacted is accurate enough, the National Guard to quell any, you know, uprisings around capitals and that type of thing.
Well, that that's like the rumor mill that we saw yesterday, too. It's just like that every capital in the U.S.
Well, I thought it was a rumor because a friend of mine, Mike, he's like, you know, we're going to go under martial law, and martial law means basically the military takes over and enforces the law. And I thought, Mike, you're being an alarmist. Pipe down.
Yes.
And then, but the FBI says it is kind of a credible threat. And when the FBI says it's a credible threat, then
you listen.
You kind of listen. Hey, really quick, the guy who was photographed sitting at the desk in Nancy Pelosi's office the other day is going to make his initial appearance in federal court today.
Oh, wow.
His name is Richard Barnett. He is 60 years old from Arkansas. He is charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, violent entry, and disorderly conduct. By the way, a couple of the cops that were there, the D.C. cops or the Capitol Police, they are also either suspended because they took selfies with some of the rioters.
Yep.
And so that is a thing. Basically, hospitals in Georgia to California face surging COVID-19 cases, staff shortages, and rising deaths. For whatever reason, we don't really hear as much about that here in town. But if you work at a hospital, let me know what you're seeing in person, because for the most part, we've done, I mean, it's sad that so many people have died. Of course, it's tragic.
Yeah.
But we've done okay with hospital space and ICU beds, I think, right?
As far as I know here, yeah.
And there are a bunch of other stories, and this is Henry Winkler. If you remember Henry Winkler, he was a big star on TV. He was Fonzie on Happy Days back in the day. He's talking about Hollywood friendships and why they are basically not really real friendships.
A general friendship in this industry is based on need, the need of each other in the industry, not because we respect each other.
How many guys have you worked with co-stars that you actually really like?
Adam Sandler, Ron Howard, definitely. The other guys from Happy Days, Marion Ross, Jason Bateman. There are others.
What about Bill Hader?
I have great talks with Bill. I do great work with Bill. He guides me. He writes for me. He's so complex. He's such a great creator and goofy, wonderful dad. I'm crazy about him.
By the way, the Sarah Jessica Parker says she does not hate Kim Cattrall's guts. Samantha's not taken part in the Sex and the City revival series, and it's called And Just Like That. Did you know there's a title for it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And naturally, a lot of people think it's because of the blood feud between Kim and Sarah Jessica Parker. Kim said she isn't friends with the other cast members, and she's repeatedly said that Sarah was not nice to her, and she has no desire to revisit her character or the show. But Sarah wants it to be known that she has no problem with Kim. There was an internet discussion about why Kim isn't doing it, and one fan said it's because Sarah and Kim dislike each other, and Sarah said, no, I don't dislike her. I've never said that. I never would. Samantha isn't part of this story, but she will always be part of us no matter where we are or what we do.
I think everyone will be curious to see what they do with that character, because they have to acknowledge why she isn't in the show or what she's doing. And it could be as simple as, oh, we miss Samantha so much. She's in Abu Dhabi right now. But the thing is, in that show, in reality, because they all have endless amounts of money, she would be able to fly in for a baby shower from Abu Dhabi.
Even though she wrote for a newspaper, she had endless amounts of money.
She did,
didn't they?
Yes.
Look like really nice.
She was the one that struggled the most.
Samantha or Carrie?
Carrie, was? Yeah. Because okay. She had, yeah, the least. Because, like, Miranda was a lawyer. Samantha was a high-end, like, publicist, like, PR person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Charlotte was, she started out working in art, but then she also married two super rich dudes.
Today's fake controversy. Lana Del Rey inadvertently created some fake controversy when she posted the cover art for her new album, Chemtrails Over the Country Club. It's a picture of Lana sitting around a table with a bunch of women who are actually her close friends. Unfortunately, the internet decided that Lana's friend group isn't diverse enough because people started roasting her for not having enough women of color in the photo. She tried to explain that these are her real-life friends, and some of them are women of color. She added that she's dated rappers and has always been inclusive without even trying to. Not surprisingly, though, the internet wasn't satisfied with this explanation, so she spoke about it again yesterday. She said, sometimes a photo is just what it is. The best part of that is the title of the album, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, which I think is a great title.
Yeah.
Chemtrails are not real, by the way.
How
they're,
dare you?
They're vapor trails that are created when the engines are really hot,
okay.
Just like when you take a hot cup of coffee outside and it steams.
Okay.
It's really cold up there, really cold, like 35 degrees below zero up there. So when a hot airplane engine soars mm-hmm. through the air, it creates the steam that you would see when you take a cup of coffee outside.
I have one
Chemtrails
word for you.
Are not a real thing.
One word for you.
What?
Bah.
Okay, thank you. Coming up on KWB, we got $1,000 to delete your debt, and then Fallon's going to make a judgment about somebody that she saw on the internet. Yep, it's Fallon's Judgment Corner.
Oh, I get my own corner?
Yeah, Fallon's Judgment Corner.
Okay.
where she clucks her tongue and says, and shakes her head and rolls
her
eyes.
What do I do? That's what I do?
That's what you do.
What is that?
It's like, it's coming up. You'll hear all about it on the Dave Ryan Show. Hey, by the way, next hour, if you want to bid on Fallon's art for charity, we're actually going to sell this stuff and see what we can get for it. Why not? I'll tell you more about that and show you a picture of it coming up on KDWB. And also the new voice of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Have we found her? We'll find out coming up next hour. Stay here on KDWB. Hey, by the way, later on this hour, speaking of, Diego, that's the voice of our show now. We kind of narrowed it down to the top three. We have a late entry into the Dave Ryan voice of the show. Not a contest. It's not a contest, really. It's kind of an audition to see. Well, because we said, well, you know, let's get a woman to be the voice of the show. Because it's always been like Dave's Dirt on KDWB. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But we said, well, let's give a woman a chance to do this. And then so we asked and we got a bunch. Mm-hmm. So we played the best of them yesterday. And then we narrowed it down to like the top three, but we have a late entry. So we'll play those for you. And then I got to make a decision. We'll do that later, about 7:35 or so on KDWB. Fallon is super judgy, and she's going to tell you
kind of judgy.
We all are. We all claim to don't judge.
Well, no,
but
I don't.
But we all do. It's like the neighbors and that ugly car parked out there in front of their house.
Yeah, we just don't want people to judge us.
Exactly. That's exact. You said it. That's exactly right. When I say don't judge, what I'm really saying is don't judge me. Mm-hmm. So when I give my baby a bottle of Mountain Dew, I'm saying don't judge me.
I'm going to judge you a little bit for that. Golly.
This hour's keyword is dollar. Text that keyword into 200-200 and get a chance to win $1,000. $1,000, what are you going to do with your $1,000? Fallon, give an example. Buy something stupid with your money right now.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to invest in a fully gold-plated horseshoe set for my backyard.
Good idea, yeah. When you say invest, is it really an investment?
I think any investment in silver or gold is an investment.
Okay. Whatever you want to blow your money on, then text that keyword to 200-200. You got to play in order to win. It's like the Powerball. You got to play. You can't sit around going, God, $600 million sounds awesome. And then you go, well, I don't want to go play it. You got to play this one. This one's easy. You don't even have to pay a dollar for your ticket.
Exactly. That's the point.
Text that word dollar to 200-200. Standard data and text messaging rates apply. You know that. Fallon's going to tell you how judgy she is coming up in a second. I'm going to see whether you do the same thing.
Oh.
It's next. Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. By the way, people have noticed this, that we're not playing the same songs as over and over and over as we used to. We're very aware of that.
Yeah.
So when we get a song, we kind of get stuck on it. Like last year, like Black Bear was like Hot Girl Bummer was the song that we could not play enough of. And so people said, hey, can you not, maybe not, so I can listen a little bit longer without hearing Black Bear three times in an hour. And we said, that's not a bad idea. So we're kind of
I wanted to play more Black Bear.
We're trying to spike in some more some songs for you here and there. And but we definitely appreciate that you noticed. Fallon was on social media and you noticed something.
Okay, I know this is going to sound terrible and I really hate being like this. I think it's like because of the drama that this person caused in my life and it carries over. But there was a girl in high school who was probably 2 years older than me and she was a classic mean girl. She was mean. She would make jokes at your expense in front of other people and she didn't hate me. But she was just mean, and she was always, like, I mean, honestly, I probably would have described her as a kind of a B word. She was just a mean girl.
I get it, yeah,
and
to be honest.
She was pretty, and she was athletic, and she was popular, but she was overall mean. Well, we're still friends on Facebook. I honestly don't even know why. And she has a daughter. I don't know how old her daughter is. I'm really terrible at guessing ages, so I'm going to guess she's 6 or 7 or something. So her daughter's beautiful, just like her. But I look at her daughter and I like swear I can just tell by looking at her she's going to be a mean girl too. And maybe that's just like me being like, there's no way she couldn't be because she's going to get it from her mother by default, right? Her mom probably hasn't changed that much. I mean, she maybe's changed a little bit, but she still probably has a mean girl in her. And so I have this feeling like I just look at her and I think that's so messed up that you like would look at a kid and be like, I bet they're going to be a mean girl or I bet they're going to be a jerk. But I swear there's something about her. And I look at it. And I'm like, she's going to be a mean girl.
I can see that because I've known some mean girls and I don't really know that I've seen somebody whose kid looks like all. But yeah, I think you kind of get that attitude of entitlement or importance from somebody. And if that's mom's little mini me, then yeah, don't you think that that the daughter's going to pick that up?
I would think so, but I don't know. But I also like would be mortified if someone looked at my daughter and was like, she's going to be a mean girl. I'd be like, no, she's not. She's going to be perfect in it. But I wasn't a mean girl in high school, so maybe
no, you're pretty popular. Yeah. So
oh,
no,
she's
no,
nice.
I think that you are. I think that's it. I mean, you're human. And if you don't like the girl because she was a mean girl all through and, you know, and was did all these awful things, and you look at her daughter, you're probably a little biased.
Absolutely,
if you,
I'm
if you
biased,
didn't
yeah.
know, and you looked at this daughter, you'd be like, oh, she's adorable.
But I know it's
you're
not
just being honest.
I
that's
know
all.
Yeah, not just a me thing, because I know Jake, who's the nicest person ever, he's sometimes pointed out a kid who's like, I can tell that kid's a little jerk. And I'll be like, Jake! But also kind of agree. Just by looking at a picture.
Have you ever run into this yourself? I mean, have you ever, like, a mean girl from high school, and you look at her on social media, and she's got her daughter, and the daughter looks like her, or you knew a douche back in high school, and there's his son.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, this, I mean, I had an example, like, there was it was like, yeah, this is years ago when people would pop their collar. The
oh,
son
God,
had his
yeah.
collar pop, and he had sunglasses on. And he had, like, the cool hair, and he's 8 years old. I'm like, okay, that's going to be just like his dad. We'll be back in a second. Our boy Benjamin's going to come in. Trivia Master Benjamin is coming up in a couple of seconds. We're playing a special round of Change Star Trivia with Benjamin. We have a special guest here in the studio, and it is Benjamin.
Woo!
Benjamin's been on the show a lot of the times because we've discovered that he's funnier than us, takes the pressure off of
it
us.
It does. We don't have to do any work when he's here.
How is life treating you, Benjamin?
Well, like a reoccurring nightmare, I'm back.
Yes, you are. Yes.
And life is treating me well. For someone who doesn't really leave the house, I've been very busy.
Yeah. What have you been up to? Like,
well, first of all, I'm doing the Whole 30.
Oh, my gosh. Are you?
So is that a diet?
It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
Okay, guys, sorry.
So, like you, Dave, I mean, it involves no alcohol for the month of January.
Yep.
You know, no dairy, no sugar, no grain.
No
what
happiness.
Can you eat edamame and that's it? Just edamame.
No, edamame probably qualifies as soybean, so no soy allowed.
Oh, God.
You know, a lot of whole foods, a lot of vegetables and fruits and meats.
Yeah.
And I'm in what they call on the calendar the tiger blood phase when you get so strong during like the middle of the Whole 30 where you can take on the world. It feels like I'm on steroids. I'm always energized. Like I'm almost mistaking Dave's Adam's apple as a snack right now. I'm so, so strong. So that's been happening.
Yeah.
You guys know I do questions in quarantine. We ended the year making generating enough money for 9,000 meals for Second Harvest Heartland. So
wow.
That was a big end of the year milestone.
That's huge. Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
And then the other thing is, so, you know, I'm doing a lot of trivia like we're going to do today.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a lot of trivia for private parties. And guess what space I'm really big into unknowingly?
Retirement homes.
The opposite end of the spectrum. Teen birthday party.
Shut up.
No.
What?
Yes. So, like, I made, like, I'm going to make my website and, like, people contact me for virtual trivia. Yeah. Teen birthday party. So, like, I'm going to be spending some time generating, like, my kid's really big into anime. Can you do anime questions? And I'm like, of course I can.
Yeah.
I love researching. I'm very going to start into some niche Minecraft ways, like whatever it takes.
So this is all virtual. So you're on the computer and like nine kids are all online or 20 kids or whatever. And they're all answering your virtual trivia questions.
Yes. This weekend I'm doing one. It kind of looks like a Jeopardy knockoff.
Yeah.
And then so like I hope apparently Jeopardy, they relate to like these 12-year-olds. I'm like, do they know what Jeopardy is? And the mom's like, yes, please do. Like, we'll do it like Jeopardy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to score it on screen, and there's going to be frivolity will ensue.
Yeah. Had any bat mitzvahs yet or anything?
I have not had any bat mitzvahs. If anyone needs a virtual trivia bat mitzvah, BenjaminHost.com
is what it is. BenjaminHost.com.
Yes.
Let's get started with Change Jar Trivia, and you get a chance to win the money in the Change Jar. We're making it $5.99, and $5.99 is a specific amount because it'll either buy you coffee or it'll get rid of the ads on Match 3D. So if you're playing Match 3D like I am and my wife won't stop, it'll get rid of the ads on Match 3D,
okay.
So why not right there? We're going to do a warm-up round, but while we're doing a warm-up round, you can call us to win at 651-989-KDWB. And Benjamin, Fallon goes, you're going to go first with
that's
your warm-up
fine.
Round
I'm
of 10
questions.
I'm
terrible at trivia. Basic, easy things that children should know. I do not. So thank you, Benjamin. Here we go.
10 questions. First two questions from the category history.
Nope.
As part of the Affordable Care Act, fast food restaurants were required to add what to their menus?
A vegetable.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was calories.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very close then.
Very close. Which lawyer is famous for stating in 1995, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Oh, no, I know this too. I don't know.
Oh.
Ooh, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, sorry.
Next category.
Wasn't about it, sorry.
You're going to get real excited. Science.
Yes, I'm even better at this.
Yes, here we go. What did oceanographer Robert Ballard discover while searching for sunken submarines in 1985?
I know.
You do? Oh, like a unique species of whale?
No.
No. The Titanic.
Oh! Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
All right.
I assume that had already been discovered by then. Jeez.
What was the first video game played in space?
Mario Brothers.
A Tetris.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Sorry,
whoops, no. I'll take that point.
Nope.
Category three, entertainment. Who was the star of Disney Channel's Casey Undercover?
Casey Undercover? The only Disney Channel show I think I didn't watch.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't. I literally don't know.
Zendaya.
Yeah, that was after my time. I'm more of a Lizzie McGuire gal.
In what film did John Travolta first strike his iconic disco dance pose?
Oh, that's Boogie. Or not, Jesus. Why did I say Boogie Nights? I meant, I am literally panicking. I know this movie.
You're under some pressure.
I'm panicking so hardcore. I know this movie. I don't know.
Saturday Night Fever.
Jeez.
Have you gotten one single question
no.
right?
No. And entertainment was the only category I stood a chance in. The only category.
Well, then how about category four is trends?
Nope.
Okay, here we go. What was the name of the first portable cassette player released by Sony in 1979?
Walkman. Yes. Okay.
We got one. All right, before mobile keyboards, what was the predictive texting called used to send messages?
SMS?
T9.
Oh, no idea, yeah. Sorry, I didn't have texting before then.
All right, last two questions is under the category miscellaneous. What was the Lindsay Lohan Hillary Duff feud about?
Oh, it was about Aaron Carter.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Hey, give me the sound or the correct.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm getting a couple. I need it.
Last question. Every 4th of July, which brand hosts a giant hot dog eating contest on Coney Island?
Which brand?
Which hot dog brand?
Slow it down. Take your
Ballpark.
Time.
Ballpark.
No.
Johnsonville?
No.
Wienus?
Nathan's.
Come on, Fallon.
Yeah, that does ring a bell now.
All right.
All right, Dave.
You got 2 right out of 10.
I don't deserve any.
Bring it on, Benjamin. I'm ready.
All right. First category, history. Which U.S. president popularized the phrase, the buck stops here?
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, Harry S. Truman.
So confident. Okay.
The Mesozoic era is divided into 3 periods, the Triassic, Cretaceous, and what?
Jurassic.
Correct.
Good job, David.
I saw the movie.
Category 2, science.
You gave yourself the wrong sound.
Oh.
God. Science. Engineer Lonnie Johnson invented the super soaker while working after hours at what U.S. government agency?
Secret Service, Benjamin.
No, as an engineer, you might have guessed NASA.
I think your questions are harder.
These are scrambled. What does URL stand for?
Underwriters Laboratory Limited.
I would have accepted Universal Resource Locator or Uniform Resource Locator.
Wow.
These
waka
are
waka.
Okay.
Which actor... we're in entertainment. Which actor plays dance teacher Johnny Castle in Dirty Dancing?
Dang it.
Patrick Swayze.
That's correct.
Dang it. Good one.
Which stylish 2013 music video became the first to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Oh, stylish?
Which stylish keyword there for you?
Poker face.
Gangnam Style.
Oh, God, really? Okay.
Trends. Cramming as many people into what was a fad in the 1950s?
A Volkswagen bug.
Phone booth.
Too late.
God. Okay, phone booth.
Launched in 2011, which service is used primarily for video game live streaming and esports competitions?
LimeWire?
Twitch. My Napster's not working. I'm going to go to LimeWire and try to get these songs.
Guilty.
Last category, miscellaneous. Circus peanuts traditionally carry what flavor?
That'd be orange.
And no, they're the color orange, but they usually taste like banana.
Yeah. These are tough, though.
I need a new zinger sound. It's Benjamin Zinger. And last question, Dave. According to Bon Appetit and other culinary outlets, how many folds are on a chef's hat?
Oh, there's a specific? Oh. Mm-hmm.
How many folds are on me? Guess
they
that.
They always say it's... they. I mean, I don't want to get make it unfair to Fallon.
It is. A hint. Don't say anything else. No hints. I didn't get any hints.
I would say 13.
They say it's the number of ways to cook an egg. I mean, whether that's true or not.
Really?
100.
100?
100 on a chef's toque. At least I didn't say what's the real name for a chef.
Dave, we tied. How dumb do you feel?
Really dumb. All right, we got somebody on the phone here who's going to play Adriana from Rush City. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning.
We're going to get right to it. You get 3 questions out of 5 right, and you keep the money in the change jar, $5.99. Here comes question one.
Question one.
In The Wizard of Oz, where is Dorothy from, the only state shown in black and white?
Kansas.
Woo!
Ding, ding.
Yes. Okay, there's one. Good job.
I was scared Dave was going to play the wrong sound again.
There it is.
All right. Which cereal's tagline is kid tested, mother approved?
Oh, geez.
Oh, that is hard. It's like you know the phrase. You just can't think of which cereal.
Oh,
baby. The baby wants attention in the background.
She knows the answer. I just don't.
Okay, nothing there.
All right. The answer is Kix.
Kix. Oh. Kid tested, mother approved. Yeah. Okay.
Question 3.
Paul Allen and who were the founders of Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay, there's two. You got to get one more. Here comes.
Question 4.
Who directed E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Steven Spielberg?
Yes.
And with a baby going off in the background, that's high pressure.
Shout out to your baby. What's your baby's name?
Yeah.
Willow.
Oh, what a cool name.
Hey, Adriana, I got $5.99. Keep or forward to tomorrow?
That's going to buy me coffee. Yep. I'm going to take it.
Get your Venmo. We'll send it over to you. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you so much, guys.
And Willow and Benjamin. Our time is always so short.
So short. So special.
Thank
it
you
is.
So much for doing that.
Memorable.
Where do we find you online to hire you for a bat mitzvah?
Well, batmitzvahbenjaminhost.com. But if you want to play Questions in Quarantine, our next one is January 23rd. Find Questions in Quarantine on Facebook. Join the invite.
Quick question. Is it hosts or hosts?
Host singular.
Okay, because Benjamin someone Host. Said they couldn't find Benjamin Host online.
They're spelling Benjamin wrong. How do you spell Benjamin?
Benjamin.
I do that Host all the time, too.
.com. Okay.
Benjamin. Like jammin'. Benjamin.
Yes, and if I haven't heard that joke every year of my life for the last 30-odd years.
I'm trying to help people that are stupid.
Okay.
Benjamin, we love you. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Coming up on KWB. Hey, before we get started with Dave's Dirt, we promised to do this last week. It started with this. Now, I'm going to make it really quick. Fallon's been doing art, like painting oil paintings for the past 9 months or whatever. And she's actually really good at it. She got her like a natural eye. So somebody wrote in a week ago, Robin, and they said, this is BS. Fallon is not painting those pictures. I'm an art teacher. I've got an art degree. Mm-hmm. Nobody has that instant ability. Somebody is painting those for Fallon. How dare Fallon put those online and say that they are hers?
Which was high praise that she would think that I am like paying someone to do what I'm doing.
So we had Fallon come in with all of her art supplies and paint a live painting, and it took you about 5 minutes or so.
It was really quick, yeah.
And we are now auctioning this off because people who listen to the show said auction this off for charity. So we picked a charity, and you can bid on this, and you can put this in a frame in your home, or you can use it as a coaster. Now, it does make a great coaster because this canvas is very absorbent material.
It is, yeah.
So you can call in to bid on this. All the money goes to Alexandra House, which is one of our favorite local charities. It helps women. It's like a women's shelter, but they do so much more. And if you want to find out more, there's a link online about that to donate or whatever. Here's how you bid at 651-989-KDWB. And you got to be able to Venmo it to us by the end of the auction. So we don't
have to chase. Which ends at 8 a.m.
Which ends at 8 a.m. So if you're a big Fally B fan, you can get one of her works of art that you can actually see the video being done on Facebook, The Dave Ryan Show. But anyway, if you want to see how big it is, we put it next to a coffee mug.
Yes.
Because when you were painting these originally, I'm like, how big are they? I thought they were like, you know, like the size of, not a poster size, but like a laptop. I thought they were like the size
some
of a laptop.
Some are the size of a laptop. But this one's like a smaller one. This one's probably a hair smaller than like a 6x6, because I think I ripped the paper a little bit smaller. And just so you know, when you do, it'll take 1 to 3 weeks before we can ship because it's still wet because oil paint takes forever to dry.
Now, would it be, it'd be so cool if we raised like a couple $100 for Alexander House.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but how embarrassed would you be if you don't get a single bid on your painting?
I would lie on the radio and say we raised money.
You would lie and say we got a $100 bid.
Yes. Okay. And then I would probably make the donation myself.
Okay, good.
But then I would slink away to the shadows like the gargoyle that I am.
Okay, good. So don't let that happen. And it's all for a good cause. And whether you want to hang it up and go, oh my God, look at this. Fallon Bonsette painted this herself. Or you want to use it for a coaster. I mean, if you fold it over,
yeah,
it looks pretty absorbent.
If you folded it four times, it could help a table that's a little wobbly as
well.
That's
true. Go online and you can see it. I'll tweet it out right now.
You can see it, but you got to call in to bid at 651-989-KDWB.
All right, so do that. And remember, it's all for charity. So help us out. Even if you're not an art lover, help us out anyway. So when are we going to get back to concerts? Dr. Fauci thinks that if everybody would smarten up and practice protocols, we could see theaters and other live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021. So we're talking like 8-9 months away. He says if everything goes right, by the time we get to the early mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But for this to happen, couple of things. Number one, vaccine distribution needs to succeed, and they hit a couple of bumps here and there. Theaters have to have good ventilation and proper filters, and audience members will still have to wear masks. So it wouldn't be back the way it was a year ago. But they said, Dr. Fauci says, I think you can start getting back to almost full capacity of seating. The concert industry is hopeful for touring this year because a lot of artists have already been moving 2021 shows to 2022. One thing that we've noticed, and everybody admits this, virtual concerts are okay.
Yeah.
They're not like, wow, that was really cool. I mean, I loved Jingle Ball. It was really super cool to watch. There's nothing like being surrounded 360 with the sight, sound, smells, and loud noise of a real concert.
It's true. There's no way to compare. Because a concert hits like all the senses, and it just doesn't when you're just watching it on your TV.
The team behind the Freddie Mercury movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, plans to adopt the Broadway musical Jersey Boys for a streaming service. They're negotiating with Nick Jonas to star in the lead role of 60s singing heartthrob Frankie Valli.
He's done Broadway stuff. That's how he got his start. So that's like as a kid. So
Nick Jonas was on Broadway as a kid?
Yeah, he did like play productions like that.
I didn't know that. And Selena Gomez nears finishing a Spanish language album. Posters popped up for two songs. There's one, De Una Vez, which means at once, and Baila Conmigo, which translates to dance with me.
Okay.
She might release the tunes before the end of the month. And I want to tell you, high school Spanish paid off in my pronunciation of those. Would you like me to hear? Like to hear me sing "Happy Birthday" in Spanish?
I would. I was going to say, okay, wow.
Cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz, te deseamos, amigos. Unless I know it's Fallon. Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños.
Nope.
I felt
all
an encore.
Right. No.
I felt an
no
encore.
No one said encore. Urgh.
Okay. Quick, serious news update. They're voting on impeachment proceedings, I believe, tomorrow. Trump has been banned from every social platform, and he's going to be in Texas tonight. Oh, one more. Bill Belichick. You know, Bill Belichick is the coach of the Patriots, legendary football figure. He was offered the Medal of Freedom by President Trump. Because they've known each other for years. Bill Belichick was deserving of the Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
The highest honor that a private citizen outside of the military can get in the United States.
Okay.
So it's the Medal of Freedom. He's turning it down. He says,
wow.
In today's political climate, the last thing I need is attention on me.
Yeah.
And I think it's because nobody right now, a lot of Republicans don't even want to be associated with Trump right now. They're like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
I was over here.
Slowly
over
backing
here.
Out of the room. Yikes.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Some are, though, to be fair. Some are still behind him. So we'll be back on KDWB with the brand new female voice of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show next on KDWB.
We'd give out more prize money, but the cash we printed up this morning, it's still drying. So check us out tomorrow. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB.
It's kind of like when you go into a bar and it says free beer tomorrow.
Aww.
You weren't listening, were you?
No, because I was posting to bid on the art. Well, I'm sorry.
That's
but
okay.
We have 10 minutes to the bid left, so I'm posting to bid on the art.
The bid right now is $50 on your art. That is what our bid is right now.
Pretty good bid.
For Fallon's art, and we'd love to at least get it over $100 for Alexandra House. Listen, we know we're not going to raise. It's not tickets to the Super Bowl. It's not tickets to the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's not tickets for front row at Taylor Swift. It's Fallon's art. And it's kind of cool. But if you want to help out Alexandra House, then call. You got to call in to bid right now. The winning bid right now, Jenny, is. It is still. What? Oh, she's on the phone. Sign it to me again. 75 bucks.
Babe. All right. Not bad. Not bad.
Not too bad. 651-989-KDWB. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how we want to hire a woman announcer to do the voices of, like, this is the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on KDWB, which forever has been a guy, and that's fine. But I thought, okay, let's see if we can get a woman to do this instead. So I asked a bunch of radio friends, do you know anybody who would like to audition for this one?
Yeah.
And we got probably about 20 different people who emailed in auditions of them reading some lines that I wrote for them. And so yesterday we narrowed it down. We picked the best ones yesterday, and we narrowed it down to these three, and we have a late edition.
Yes, we do.
Because here's the reason we had a late edition. Because we said we want to have somebody of color, a person of color, in this too. Because we are all a bunch of white people on an all pretty much white people radio station. And I said, let's try to be a little bit diverse.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm not going to hire somebody based on their skin color.
Right.
And I'm not going to discriminate based on their skin color. I got to get the best one.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
Makes the most sense for our show. Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. So we narrowed it down to these three plus a late edition, and I'll play all of them for you. And then I think we figured out which one we want.
We already have?
I'm not sure, Fallon. Oh, I have a favorite. Okay. I have a favorite.
Well, let us know what you think about what your favorite is that you're hearing today.
Who,
text
me?
Us. No, oh, text. Okay. 6-5, or you can text to 53921.
Here's Natalie.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I like her because she's loud.
Did you tell her she has to change how she says orange?
I didn't tell her that. I think she's from Canada. And okay. She even said, if you need me to work on pronunciation, let me know. Rachel.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Now, these are all voiceover pros because you can hear them doing a Grainberry commercial. Here's Cooper. And the thing I love about Cooper is not just her voice, but her name. It's a bad A name.
It's a good name.
Here we go.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I like her. Yeah, I like all three of them.
I like them all, too. And so I wrote to him yesterday and I said, I need to know how much you're going to charge because I got to pay for it out of my own pocket because the station has no budget. And they're all underbidding each other.
Okay.
One of them said, what anybody else offers, I want to do it for 10% less. I'm like, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
But I still got to get the best one. I can't get the cheapest one.
No.
Unless they're real expensive. Here's Bella. Tell me about Bella.
Bella, she does a radio show in Louisville, Kentucky. And so I had messaged her. I was like, hey, do you want to enter this? She's like, sure. So she sent this stuff over yesterday. So she's kind of our late entry.
Okay, here's Bella.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
So Bella's got a high energy.
She does, yeah.
Which makes up for you and me sound like a couple of lazy slackers.
Well, we're going to talk about the various mac and cheese recipes we like next on the Dave Ryan the Morning Show. Now imagine we're doing that. All right, it's coming up next on the Dave Ryan the Morning Show.
Live and local, right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I kind of like her. I like her energy.
She does have good energy. Yeah.
Which makes up for me and you talking about how great it would be to take a nap.
Oh, I love naps.
Oh, I slept so good last night,
Keep it to yourself. I didn't know you had a TV in your room, by the way. That is going to make up for part of your terrible sleep.
When does no one, I mean, no, I get it. We're breaking the rules. We watch Buzzer to put us to sleep.
That's terrible.
I know, because I go like, okay, we've seen enough. Turn it off. Let's go to sleep.
Yeah, but every time you talk about your sleep issues, you never mention it's because you have a TV with Buzzer Network on in the back. And hello, there's one of your key ingredients to your terrible sleep.
It could be. Now, I'm going to play them for you again.
Okay.
Here's each of them. What I would like to hear you do is help us out, because honestly, it's my decision. I'm not going to lie. We're not going to. We talked about making this a vote, and I said, no, we're not, because I don't want it to be a vote. I want it to be the best one. And so I'll make the decision, and I hope you respect that and understand that. But here we go one more time, because I do want your opinion, though, because if everybody said that they love Natalie, then I'd be like, okay, well, you know what? I'll probably go with Natalie. But I'm not going to count votes. Here is Natalie.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
She could be awesome on, like, CNN. You know what I mean? This is CNN.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Jenny, are you listening? Are you available over there? Are you busy
editing
Ryan
Seacrest?
Yes, I'm available.
I would like... I'm busy doing that, yes. But I would like to say really quickly that the bid's at 150.
Oh, dang, Fallon,
so
150?
We've got eight minutes. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I am listening, yes.
Okay, so let me know what you think. Here's Natalie.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Very news anchory. You are correct.
Okay.
I like it, though. She speaks very well.
Rachel.
Live and local, right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay.
Only an okay. She only gave us an okay. By the way, if you don't get the joke about Miles City, Montana, that's a joke I came up with, because...
Ellen said if you have to explain a joke, it isn't very funny.
No, I totally get that. Yeah. No, I totally get that. It's
sorry.
Like, it's the worst when you tell a joke, like at a party, it's like, I got a joke for you.
Oh,
and then nobody gets
times.
It. It's like, see, because the farmer only had one testicle. You see? And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it's not very funny.
You can tell it's a fake laugh because they just feel bad for you. You're like, oh, no.
Okay. Cooper.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
So she has so many effects to her voice, so I feel like it's a little unfair because that sounds very amazing to me.
She's like a pro that does all the sounds in the background.
So yeah. I think that she could be great because she can at least produce it to sound super amazing if her voice wasn't as good as the other ones.
Is she going to charge extra for that noise, though?
Okay, I think she might. I will say the top, I'll be honest, I'm seeing mostly Rachel and Cooper, Natalie.
Who are you seeing the most of?
That's hard. Rachel's who I'm seeing the most of.
Okay. I will say, again, I want your opinion. Text us at KDWB153921. But we're literally not going to count votes. But if somebody said, you know what, I can't stand girl number whatever, then I'd be like, you know what? Okay, I'll probably take that into consideration. Here's Bella, a late entry. And remember, we said we wanted somebody who's African-American, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, something besides just another white person. And here's something else I realized. I don't know what ethnicity any of these other women are, because I purposely did not look up online because I didn't want to be biased by whether they're like what you think that they should look like. Because you know, we radio people, we all sound great. We don't always look like we sound. Here's Bella.
Live and local, right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
She sounds a little happy.
Which I think is fine. Don't you want people to sound happy?
For a reason. You know what I mean? They got to be happy for a reason.
Okay, so here's what, like, actual feedback. So I hope these people aren't listening, because I'm not going to read anything. There's nothing too mean. But this one says, Bella, she has great energy to wake people up in the morning, so they like that. Someone said they love Bella, but they're not a fan of Cooper's background music, which we can change the background music. Chance loves Bella. Someone says, I don't like any of them so far, especially not that super energetic one, LOL. Natalie 100%. She classes up the show. Love you guys.
Natalie classes up the show.
Yes. Someone said
we
Rachel.
We do need that.
Someone said Rachel, because Cooper sounds a little Valley girl to me.
Cooper, here's Cooper.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I don't get Valley Girl from that, but...
Montana. She said Montana.
Someone said Rachel sounds like a traffic reporter. Natalie is too much. I think Bella is great.
Rachel sounds like a traffic reporter.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Which is funny because then a person above them says, my vote is Rachel because she sounds the most real. someone said Cooper's too much. My vote is for Natalie.
Well, thanks for all the input. I really do appreciate this one. You can text us your input at KDWB153921. Somebody says, Dave, come on. You know they're all white. I don't know that, but it's probably true. And that's why we said, well, let's get somebody who's a person of color in there so we can mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The least diverse morning show. Well, every morning show in the Twin Cities is not diverse.
Pretty much,
there might be one that I don't know of, but we're all guilty of that. And so we're trying to change it a little bit. But I'm going to tell you this again. I'm not going to hire somebody again based on the fact that they are a person of color or not, because we want the best one. So.
Oh, man. This is interesting because it says, like, some. It's interesting to see how there is not one leader on text.
And you know what? I think it's true. It's all because we also have a personal preference. It's kind of like, well, there's no one right way to cook your steak. People say, ah, that's wrong. You got to cook it rare. And other people are like, no, I don't like it rare. So it's the same thing. You just have a personal preference. Some people like hummus. And some people like hummus is gross. So just like you might love Rachel, somebody else might not like Rachel.
See, someone said Bella's great, but her accent isn't local to your demographic. Someone else said,
fun.
This is Bella.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos. In without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
And then someone else said Bella's the only one that fits your vibe. And this one says, would love to hear Cooper without the background music. A lot of people don't like the background music. I've seen that more than anything.
You know what I admire about that is that she went the extra mile to put the background
music
in, which shows me that we're going to have one less step to do so Jenny can keep producing the Ryan Seacrest show during our morning show and not have to mix music
Jenny produces Ryan Seacrest during our show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right, Jenny?
I do, yeah, I do. I do a lot of things during the show. That's why when you try to turn my mic on and some random audio starts playing, it's because I'm always doing something in here.
It's always you, Sissany, and Tanya in the other room.
All right, so what do you think? Let us know, and I will tell you what. I'll make a decision tomorrow. And I want your opinion, Fallon. I love your opinion. I'm going to say it's going to be my decision, and that's all. Because you got to live with my decision,
too. All right,
too.
Let me hear all four one more time.
No.
I'm annoying.
No.
And okay. I'll be honest with you which one I think sounds best for our station.
Don't do that. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Don't do that because then if I don't pick yours, it's going to sound like Dave and Fallon couldn't agree on one. So don't pick. Oh. Please don't. Okay? All right. Let's not.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay. That's Natalie. Here's Rachel.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Here's Cooper.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
And Bella.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay. Bella, here's a text that says, she's so fun, all the others sound like they should be on Fox 9. Hey, that's not a bad thing to be on Fox 9. I don't see Fox 9 hiring me to be over there. What are you looking at?
Text. Yeah, I'm just reading text.
Yeah.
This one says, even though Cooper is my ex's name, yuck, I still choose Cooper over the others, which says a lot.
I think we need someone with web girl Tina's energy. Hashtag authentic.
If Bella can do it without so much twang, she's the best. How dare you? How dare you turn on twang, all right?
It's so interesting to me because I don't really hear a twang.
Me either.
At all.
I don't either.
She might not sound Minnesotan, but no. I don't hear a twang.
Here's one. Listen to this text message at KDWB1. It says, Bella sounds so much like Jenny. Do you think that's true?
No.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. Something, something, something on KDWB.
It's the Dave Ryan Show, not something, something, something.
Oh, right. You didn't
show
forget the key. Yeah, that is true.
The Dave Ryan Morning Show on KDWB.
Good God, no. How long have you worked here?
No, they don't sound alike, I'll be honest.
Okay, we
need to do Taco Tuesday.
We're going to do Taco Tuesday, but right now, Jenny, I'm going to take one more round of bids.
Yes.
For Fallon's art.
Okay, right now we're at 220.
What? Are you serious? 220? Okay. That's so awesome. It all goes to Alexandra House.
Yes.
Congratulations, Fallon. You know what you can brag about now?
What? What's that?
One of my paintings sold at auction for $220. You better remember to do that.
The person's going to send me a video of them burning it.
You can do this. There's a lot of artists that can't do that. Of course, they don't have their own radio show to hawk
their
art. That's
the difference. That's the difference.
Okay, so I'll let you hang up. Jenny's now hanging up, so she's going to go take one more round of calls on that one. And right now, we're going to do Taco Tuesday on KDWB. But we got to play a song. We're getting kind of busy, and we got to do Panic Button, and we got a lot of stuff going on. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to look for somebody to play Taco Tuesday, and all you got to do to win a $50 Taco John's gift card is call us up and be stupid and obnoxious, and just like the woman in the commercial, which makes me laugh every time I see it, she blows into a taco shell, and it goes, Tuesday, and it makes me laugh.
Okay.
So whether you want to rattle pans, have your kids scream, or dogs bark in the background, whatever you want to do, call me now to win at 651-989-KDWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Panic Button is coming up in a couple of seconds. And right now, oh, Jenny's still on the phone. People are still bidding. People are still bidding. So Jenny has a final tally right now.
Well, our final is 220. I was grabbing other calls for other things, so wow.
Are you but busy? Are you busy in there?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Are you producing the Ryan Seacrest show still?
This is my worst shirt to wear when I'm sweating.
Maybe you shouldn't wear that into work anymore.
When you say produce the Ryan Seacrest show, what does that mean? You got to like put things together, or what do you got to do?
I got to make it sound live and local in the Twin Cities.
Live and local, right here in Miles City, Montana.
So you got to like paste in all of him going 101.3
yep.
KDWB mm-hmm. in front of all of his other stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. But then amongst other things, there's music beds involved. If he ever screws up, I have to edit that. I'm just kidding. Seacrest doesn't screw up.
He doesn't. I like when he says my name. It makes me feel fancy. I'm like, oh my God, Ryan Seacrest said my name.
Do we have somebody on the phone for Taco Tuesday already? I like the way the show is just kind of yes. all over the place.
Yeah.
Today.
I don't know what's happening.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Line two is Taco Tuesday. Yes.
Okay. Hello, Line 2. Do you have a name?
Matt Wagner.
Matt, where are you calling from?
Woodbury.
Matt from beautiful downtown Woodbury. What are you up to this morning, Matt?
Heading into work.
Okay, Matt, you know it's Taco Tuesday. It's a big deal. I got a $50 gift card over at Taco John's. All the potato olés you can eat. And then and you can even treat some friends because you got $50. But I need you to do, like the woman in the commercial, I need you to yell Tuesday as loud as you can. Here we go. One, two, three.
Taco Tuesday.
We'll take it.
Yeah, you really held Tuesday out. I really appreciate that.
Matt, this could be the dumbest contest we've ever done, but I like it, and you get a $50 gift card from Taco John's, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Happy Taco Tuesday from KDWB. How you doing over there?
I'm good. Yeah? I'm over here chill as a cucumber, as they say.
All right, let's do Panic Button right now.
What?
On the Dave Ryan Show. This is a brand new feature on the show. It's kind of like group therapy, but we call it Panic Button. Because if you have a problem, big or small, we'll try to help you out. You call the Panic Button hotline anytime. And then when we can on Tuesday, we'll get back to you and try to answer your question.
Okay.
So we got a bunch of calls on the phone on the Panic Button at 612-361-7710. You leave your voicemail, and here's the ones we got yesterday on the Panic Button.
Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Panic Button on 101.3 KDWB.
Here's our first one. Yeah, that's a Panic Button. Here we go.
My boyfriend's dog is super misbehaved, and he jumps all over my furniture. I just got a brand new couch from Pottery Barn, and I've asked him to control her from jumping on it, and he says, she's a dog. I can't control what she does. How should I handle this situation?
Okay, your house, your rules. You make that boyfriend. I don't know. What should she do?
I mean, it is going to be confusing for the dog if the dog's allowed to be on the couch like at his place, but at your place, it's not. I think that's going to be hard. That's like one of those things where, I don't know. I don't know how to train animals in general. I'm terrible with it.
Should she say, don't bring the dog over, or the dog can get on this chair but not on the couch? Because she got a brand new couch at Pottery Barn.
I get it. If I had a nice new couch and like maybe the dog is like a little dirty or stinky or sheds a lot, yeah, I'd be like, some people are just specific even if they don't. They just don't want animals in their furniture. So yeah, you gotta respect it. I don't know how you can make him respect that.
I think you can make him though. Like the boyfriend can, he's got to respect it. The dog might have to learn it a little bit. But I think if every time the dog gets up on the couch, you say no and you push her off,
yeah,
she'll eventually learn it, right?
I don't know. I would think so. Again, I think it's confusing if she's allowed to be on furniture at his house.
That's very true. Next one on the Panic Button.
Hi. So I have a problem with my sister. She told my parents that she was laid off for COVID reasons from her job, but she wasn't. And they started giving her money every week, thinking that she wasn't working, and she still is. So I don't know what to do. My sister would literally never talk to me again if I told them, but I don't know. I just feel bad. I mean, my parents have the money to do it, but I still feel weird about it. I don't know what to do. I'm so torn. Please help me.
I'm going to guess your parents probably have an inkling because your sister is a shady enough person to lie to her own parents and say that she's been laid off because of COVID so they can fork over some free money while she sleeps late.
Yeah.
With their money. I'm going to guess mom and dad.
Well, she said she wasn't laid off, so she's still working.
Oh, so she is still working. Okay, so she is still working. She says she was laid off.
Yeah.
So mom and dad are now supplementing that. I'm going to guess stay out of it because you're right. Your sister will never speak to you again. It's not worth it. Mom and dad know. If anybody knows whether their kid is shady.
I'd rat.
I knew you would, but don't you think mom and dad would know whether they're shady or not?
So they probably know. I mean, you would think so, but she is holding down a job, which is, I would say, like, but I don't know. I would rat because it's like.
Tell me why.
Because she's taking advantage of your parents, and at the end of the day, you're doing the right thing. She's doing the wrong thing. So she wants to be mad. Eventually, she'll realize she was the one doing the wrong thing. So she has no reason to be mad at you. Even if your parents have the money, it's like, how old are they? Is that their retirement money?
No, they said they got the money. It's not how it works. Just because you're doing the wrong thing and somebody busts you doesn't mean you go, you're right, I was doing the wrong thing.
No, but I'd rather be on the right side of it. I'd rather have done the right thing for my parents than for my sister who's being shady.
I would hint at the most. I would be like, so are you sure Michelle is really laid off? Because I don't know whether she's laid off. Michelle, are you? I mean, I would maybe hint.
Yeah.
But I would like my sister to still talk to me.
Yeah.
Depending on which sister it is. Okay. I
was going to say, which one?
Panic button. And by the way, if we miss you this week, then call that number, 612-361-7710. You leave a voicemail, and then the next Tuesday, we answer your questions on panic button. It's kind of a really quick, different version of group therapy, because I believe in changing things up every once in a while. Not very often, like every 10 years or so.
People are texting in, get couch covers. That was for the first one. Someone else said, get a dog bed and put it by the couch, and every time she gets on the couch, make her get off and put her on the bed.
A little doggy bed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's like a tip for that. And someone else said, wouldn't she get unemployment anyway? So wouldn't they be supplementing anyway? I don't think everyone gets unemployment. I think some people had a harder time getting unemployment than others.
It could be. Okay, panic button call number 3. And if you're going, you know what, I could use one of these panic buttons, you want to push the panic button, call 612-361-7710. Here's our next person who needs to push the panic button.
Hey, Dave, gang. I am calling to hit the panic button. So here's the deal. My coworker, friend, actually saw what she claims is my daughter's boyfriend. They've been dating since high school, and they are now in college. Actually kissing another girl, not my daughter. I'm kind of panicking because I don't know what to do. It's been a really tough year for my daughter, and her birthday is coming up next week, and her boyfriend has this big, you know, 3-day birthday celebration planned for her, and I just, my heart's breaking because I don't want to break her birthday and make things even worse, and then I don't even know if what my friend saw was accurate, probably was. What do I do? What should I do? Do I confront her and let her know that this happened? Do I confront him to let him know that I know this happened? Or do I just kind of let it go and wait until after everything goes down?
That's a good question. I would say at the maximum, confront the boyfriend and say, so this is what somebody said they saw. Can you explain this away? And if he's convincing, then what do you do?
Yeah.
I get it. You don't want to break the girl's heart. That's your daughter. You don't want to break her heart. She's got a romantic 3-day weekend planned because it's MLK next week. This weekend, it's her birthday. Doesn't want to ruin her birthday. What should she do?
I would be torn because I'd want to tell my daughter. But the daughter isn't going to listen to you. She's going to believe the boyfriend over you. She's like, your friend's all wrong. I definitely wouldn't do it before the birthday celebration because I wouldn't want to ruin that for her. But I would, yeah, I think I would probably casually mention something to the boyfriend. Like, you know, it's weird.
What would you say? I'm the boyfriend. Here we go. I'm the boyfriend.
Hey, I didn't want to bring this up to Jessica because I don't know if this is true and I don't want to cause issues. But My friend Veronica saw you kissing someone at this exact location at this exact time on this exact date.
Nuh-uh. Seriously?
Yep.
It wasn't me.
Well, I assumed you'd say it wasn't you, and I really hope it wasn't you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
Okay.
I mean, pretty sure.
You're pretty sure then?
Pretty sure it wasn't me.
Okay.
Would you at all consider telling your daughter Bryce was making out with some girl behind the 7-Eleven? There's no 7-Elevens here. Behind the Quick Trip. You would not tell the daughter about it at all.
No. A lot of people are texting, tell her after the birthday, make sure his pockets hurt first, someone said.
Ouch, really?
Uh-huh. Just let it happen. Let her birthday be okay. Someone else said there's a special place in hell for people that abuse their parents. And someone said, you stand up for what's wrong, not what's easy about the parents.
Okay.
So you stand up for that's wrong what she's doing. The easy route is to say nothing.
The easy route, though, but it's family.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Sometimes the easy route and the right route, they kind of blur sometimes because it's family.
Someone else said, you tell your parents or you're just as wrong as your sister.
I don't know if I agree with that. Okay, if you want to push the panic button on anything, now you know how it works. You can make it a long voicemail. You can make it really short. It can be about pretty much anything. And it's 612-361-7710. If we miss you this week, we'll get you on next week. And this way, you can sit back and listen to it, and you know it's going to be on 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Call that number, 612-361-7710. Panic button, what'd you think? I kind of like it. I think it's kind of cool. All right, we'll be back in a second on KDWB. We're going to do a little bit called Why Yo Baby. Why Yo Baby drinking a Mountain Dew? Why your baby 3 years old with a bottle of Mountain Dew? Why your baby have more expensive clothes on than I do? Why your baby still have a pacifier in his mouth and he's 6 years old?
Oh, yeah. Well,
why your... I don't want to take them all up, but if you know somebody and it's your sister or it's somebody
cousin,
that you...
It's always your cousin. It's always your cousin. You see their kid on Facebook and you're like, why? That's who it is.
Why your baby... I want to, that's all you got to do. You can text me at KDWB153921. That's our short code. Or you can call me at 651-989-KDWB. Why does your baby have longer hair than you?
Oh. Well,
I don't know. Because it's a boy. Okay. Why is your baby, why you use your baby as a weapon against their father? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Do you know how many people, I dealt with somebody over Christmas, a friend of mine, who's using the baby as a weapon.
Why is your baby's first word beer?
That's adorable.
Beer.
Why is your baby in the pool hall at 1 a.m?
Yeah, that is not a good look.
Why is your baby such an angry, misbehaved, loud little brat, and you think it's the cutest thing ever? Oh my God, that would make me so mad. When somebody's like, oh, look at her. She's so spirited. It's like, no, she's a loudmouth, little snot-nosed brat.
Why is your baby in diapers at 5 years old?
5 years old?
That's pretty old to be in diapers.
Yeah, no
But you
kidding.
Never know the situation, I guess.
If you got one, let us know. Why is your baby? Then you text us at KWB153921. This hour, we don't have a keyword. We're getting a little break. But next hour, we have another keyword for you for $1,000 on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. And also, we've got, is it tomorrow? I'm pretty sure. Tomorrow, we're doing Name That Tune for $500.
Yes, we are.
What time? I'm going to put a little timer, a little alarm in my phone. What time is that going to be? Do we have any idea? Because I'd like to be able to be here. I don't want to listen to the whole show, but I would like to listen to the part where we give away $500 tomorrow on the
show. Okay. Yeah, we're doing it 7:20.
7:20 tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.
Think I didn't ask me. I was going to say 8. I was just literally going to make up a number.
You know what? You're like Facebook.
Thank you.
You are so full of unreliable
Snopes
crap
me,
information.
Then. Snopes me.
You know, I see stuff on Facebook all the time, and I'm always the killjoy.
Yeah.
I'm always the killjoy. For example.
Go on.
You know we love animals on the show. We love animals
Big
on the
animal
show.
Person.
We're huge animal people of all kinds. If I could get a white rat, I would get one. My wife won't let me get one.
Oh, I know.
I want to get an aquarium full of saltwater fish, and she won't let me do that either because it is a lot of money. So last week, somebody sent me on Instagram, they sent me a picture of at SeaWorld, a couple of dolphin, orca, the killer whale, riding on top of a killer whale.
It's people standing on top of them.
Exactly. They're trainers in the show, and they're standing on top of them. And I said, and they said, stop this animal abuse and make sure that Orlando knows and San Diego knows that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. So I went on the Snopes. And they haven't done shows like that for a few years. Because, can you imagine? Nobody's going to killer whale shows where a trainer's riding around, a college girl's riding around the back of an orca, right?
Yeah, the picture was, she sent it to me too. It's disturbing. It's like, and it's like revealed more information, different things. I don't know. It's like, I think a lot of people saw Blackfish, the documentary on SeaWorld, they kind of are like, yeah, we don't need to go see that.
Yeah, so they haven't done it in a few years, so I wrote her back, because I am that buzzkilled Snopes kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And I said, nah, they haven't done this in a few years. And she's like, yeah, but it's still terrible. And I'm like, yeah, but there's no need to, like, go after that one when they stop doing it.
Yeah.
So I am the Snopes information kind of a guy.
I'm the kind of person that I'll be honest, I either ignore it or yes and the people, because I don't want to get into an argument with someone or discussion about something.
I like a good argument.
Someone.
I don't mind a good argument as long as I'm right, which I usually am.
Of course.
Coming up on KDLB, we're going to do You Can't Make This Stuff Up, and I got another, will this box open? Will this package, easy open or not, I think is what I call it, and it's on my Instagram, and I'll tell you more about that one, but I'm on a mission to let companies know that they're easy open boxes, Lando Lakes. Love your product, your boxes, on the other hand, you need to send them back to the engineering department and have Christina work on a better box than Roy built, because Roy's design on the box is not that easy to open.
You probably are turning on someone actually listening right now.
Well, I know Lando Lakes is here. We're a big Lando Lakes. I bought Lando Lakes butter. I just bought some Lando Lakes butter in Colorado. They even have it in Colorado.
I know. Can I tell you? They advertise with this woman who does radio in Nashville. She has a much bigger following than me. But I look at it and I'm like, Lando Lakes, I'll do a video for you. Come on. She does like Lando Lakes things, and I know her fee must be crazy because she has a huge following, and maybe they want to be in the Nashville market. But I'm like, I'm right here, Lando Lakes. I'm right here.
Maybe they just don't like you as much.
I love butter. I use so much butter.
A couple of more of these. Why's your baby always filtered on Snapchat? Why's your baby at the Five Finger Death Punch concert? Oh, that's a funny one. Why's your baby downtown on Fremont Street, 1 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas? Why's your baby not your last baby?
Ooh,
there's a couple of people in my family I'd like to ask that one. Why's your baby not your last baby, number 4?
Can't ask that.
Why's your baby look like your husband's best friend?
All right, calm down with that.
Why's your baby at work with you and you're keeping him under your desk like a dog?
Because of COVID, probably, and you got to figure things out. You got to go by the seat of your pants sometime.
Coming right back with You Can't Make This Stuff Up.
Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
Yes, what's making a comeback?
What?
The man bun. Yup.
Well, Benjamin, who was on our show earlier, had a half man bun. I named it Leonard.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we thought we'd seen the last of the man bun. Things changed over the last year because of oh, boy.
Oh, God. Okay. So I don't know what the story is, so I can't fill in that. But can I just tell you that I had a moment yesterday where I took a photo of myself and I was going to post it, but I thought it might be too scandalous.
What?
If you want to finish the story, you can.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, thank you.
I was stalling.
I had a little tickle. Thank you. Get some water.
I'll show you the picture, and you can tell me if it's too scandalous
so,
later.
So, a lack of regular access to a barber or hair salon, more and more guys went back to wearing man buns, and fashion experts say the trend could continue at least until things get back to normal and guys can get their hair cut on a more regular basis. Man buns are like Nickelback. We love to hate both of them, but really, they're really not that bad.
I mean, they're like everything else. If they're on a hot guy, they're fine.
You're so right. Yeah.
It's
if I came
like
in
anything.
Wearing a man bun, it'd be like, good God, you see Dave in his man bun?
Yeah, I'd be like, get out of here. But like, if Jenny came in wearing some stupid new trend that like looks terrible on everyone, it would look good on her because she's hot and she could get away with it. But then I'd come in and you'd be like, why does it look like you're wearing a Fruit Loops box?
A couple of other quick things here. I'm doing a podcast. It's called Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything, based on my book, which is sold out. You can still get it on Kindle. Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything. And so I'm doing a podcast based on that, but I kind of ran out of things to talk about in the podcast, so I've been doing radio war stories, and it's basically talking to radio people with behind-the-scenes contests that went wrong and scandalous things at the radio station and the time they got fired and the scandalous things and some of the fun stuff and funnier stuff and whatever. So this week's guest is Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones is a huge syndicated radio show host, and he does the iHeartRadio Country Show all over the country.
Yeah.
And he was also, he won on Dancing with the Stars.
He did.
We talked about how he was on Dancing with the Stars, and he admitted to something on the podcast. He also talks about how they did something on his radio show and were fined $1 million for this thing that he did on his radio show.
He still says, I won't say what it is, obviously, but he always says that's his biggest like regret in his like life, I'm pretty sure.
He says he really doesn't talk about it on the podcast. He says, since my book, this was the first time that I've really talked about this. So check out the podcast. It's Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything. This week with Bobby Bones. And if you know somebody who loves Bobby Bones, he's not on here in the Twin Cities.
No.
But if you know somebody who does, let them make sure that they listen to some cool stuff. A couple of things in football. First of all, the Philadelphia Eagles fired their head coach, Doug Peterson. They fell apart really quickly. It was 3 years ago he led their Eagles to their first Super Bowl victory in franchise history, fired 3 years later. And then hockey is coming back. NBC Sports announced its coverage that the 2021 NHL season will not include Mike Milbury. You might remember, because we're the state of hockey, so we watch this pretty closely, the former player, coach, and general manager and commentator made a sexist joke during last season's playoffs about players in the bubble not having to deal with off-ice distractions from women. Mm. I know you don't follow sports, but that was kind of a big deal. Yeah. At the time, he was pulled out of the booth, and yesterday, NBC confirmed that he will not be back for this season.
Wow.
All right. I know you don't care, but thanks for the wow. I appreciate that.
I learned that from Olive. She says wow about everything, which makes everything seem overly amazing. Wow.
Does she really?
Wow.
That's adorable.
And oh no are the top phrases. Oh no. And I'm like, your oh no is so fake. She throws her cup down and says, oh no. I'm like, you can't use oh no in that scenario because you threw it.
Yep.
It's not an accident.
That's adorable. All right, coming up, I got a little Bachelor update on there's actually a cliffhanger on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And how much was Kim Cattrall possibly offered to do this Sex and the City reboot? She's missing out on a big payday. I'll tell you exactly how much she's missing out on coming up next on Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KWB and on your smart device, whatever it is. You got iHeartRadio on your phone? Simple as saying, hey, Siri, listen to KWB on iHeartRadio, or Alexa, hey, Alexa, listen to KDWB on iHeartRadio. The great news is it works wherever you are.
Yep.
You could be in Austin, Texas.
You could be.
And you could say, listen to KWB on iHeartRadio. It'll work. Boom. It's like magic. Check that out. We'll be right back with Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
And here we go with the dirt. I love this story. It's kind of funny. It's like songs that artists don't want to play anymore because they're either tired of them or it's not the right image for them anymore. Mm-hmm. Or the song here. I mean, one of them is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, and they wouldn't play it, even though the song came out about 1991, Kurt Cobain died about 3 years later. But in those intervening years, they wouldn't play it because it got too popular.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, going to go see Nirvana in concert in 1992 and they didn't freaking play Smells Like Teen Spirit? You'd be like, oh, you know it's going to be the encore.
No, nope.
You know.
No, because I would be cool and I'd be like, yeah, down with the people or something. I don't know.
I'd be like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Their encore was Lithium. God.
A lot of artists will play the song, but then they change how it sounds,
yeah,
too. And you're like,
too.
Come on.
This is basically a bunch of hit songs that the original artist refused to play for whatever reason.
Here's a little song I wrote.
He said he got tired of singing this song. Bobby McFerrin said he hated singing it, got tired of singing it.
Serious question. Does he have an accent, or did he just do a weird accent?
REM said it just wasn't their vibe anymore. This wasn't their song.
Tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Prince said it was dated after 2000. The guy that wrote this song got kicked out of the band, so they didn't want to do it.
Oh, dang.
Here's Nirvana. Radiohead said people would come to their show and leave after they played this song, so they didn't want to do this anymore.
You gotta fight for your right!
Beastie Boys said they did this as a parody of the jock frat culture, and the jock frat culture adopted it and made it their anthem.
I love Beastie Boys so much. They have so many bangers. I would be sad not to hear that one. My brother-in-law was kicked out of school performances 2 times four Beastie Boys performances that were inappropriate.
What do you mean? Like in a talent show or something?
Yeah, talent show. The first year was your mom threw away your best porno mag, and then they pulled out hidden porno mags and opened up, and they were evacuated. They were kicked out. And then the second one, they pulled out, I can't remember which song they performed, because they were the biggest Beastie Boy fans. They pulled out a blow-up doll and started humping her on stage and were also kicked out. My brother, fun fact, my brother-in-law went to high school with your boy Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys.
Shut the front door. Seriously?
From Lexington, Kentucky, went to Tate's Creek High School, I believe is what it's called. It's like one of those huge, ridiculous, tons of people high schools. And he didn't know Brian. He knew his brother. And he thought his brother was a nerd. And he and his horrible friends would pumpkin their house on Halloween.
I gotta go back to the idea that they thought they could get away with busting out a porno mag and an inflatable doll at a high school talent show.
No, they knew they couldn't. I don't think they cared. I think they were just like, we're badass Beastie Boys bros.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. The Beastie Boys were never my thing, and I was perfectly in their demo. They should have been right in my wheelhouse, and they just bugged me.
I just
did not get into it. Remember that 70s show?
Yeah.
Remember Wilmer Valderrama?
Yeah, he played Fez, I believe.
Yeah, he was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday, and he bought something from that 70s show that they used in the props department. Here he is on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Whatever happened to the station wagon from the 70s show? If you like cars.
So, you know, did you get it? Oh, yeah. I got the Vista Cruiser. That's what it's called.
How did you get it?
You know, it was towards the end of the show. We were in the last season of 70 show, and I went straight to the props department. I go, listen, how much for the Vista Cruiser? He goes, what? You don't want that thing. I'm like, yes, I do. I need the Vista Cruiser. Gosh. And they said $500. So I bought the Vista Cruiser for $500 from our props department. And
that's so cool.
Honestly, it's the best thing I've ever acquired. But my whole career, when I look at that car, it reminds me of when I was 17, 18 years old, booking that 70s show and doing that opening sequence where we're just driving in the street. And honestly, it's going to be in my family forever. And I truly believe, I'm going to put it in my will and make sure that my kids have the burden of keeping that car in the garage.
Okay, that's kind of funny. Forget that 70s show was what? I mean, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Jeez. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be in for the Sex and the City reboot, but Kim Cattrall is not, even though the cast is going to earn $1 million per 30-minute episode. HBO Max scheduled the revival series for 10 shows. Kim Cattrall despises Sarah Jessica Parker so much that she declined the idea to even think about it, even with a guaranteed $10 million payday. That's one where you are really... What's the old phrase? You're cutting off the nose of your nose to spite your face. It's like, maybe she doesn't need $10 million, but you know what? I think almost anybody needs or could use $10 million.
She is in some TV show that I don't watch currently, but like that to me, I'm happy that the other three agreed to do it without her then, because if she was going to keep them from doing something that everyone else would enjoy watching just to be stubborn about it.
You are definitely on Team Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, because I think she's had a very proven track record. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She's worked with a trillion people in Hollywood. You never see anything bad about her. I'm sticking to, I don't even know that I think Kim Cattrall is a mean person. I think that they both can be nice people and just not like each other. That does happen.
It could be. I have a little update here on something that Jenny turned me on to. The other day, because Jenny was talking about how she was eating vegan meatballs. Now, I'm a meat eater. I'm not going to lie and say, but I do try to, like, you know, watch it a little bit, and I'd like to try vegan meatballs. So, Jenny, you tell me about your vegan meatballs.
Are they vegan or vegetarian?
They're plant-based, so they might only be vegetarian. Okay. But, so I was just eating some meatballs the other day, and we were FaceTiming, and Dave's like, I got to try those.
Are they good, though?
They were okay. They don't, in my opinion, like the Impossible Burger that's vegan. I feel like that tastes more like meat. The ones that I got at the grocery store that are plant-based were very much not meaty tasty.
Yeah, the Impossible Burger stuff has it has more of a texture like it, too, which makes it...
Texture's important.
It is important, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're not bad. I think that if you're looking for a substitute for meat, I think that you can go that route. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same satisfaction. Let's be honest.
It's not? Yeah, I mean, okay, that makes sense. Because I told Susan, I said, can we get some of these? So she ran down to the Cub or the Byerly's, I'm not sure which one, and picked some up. So I think we're going to try them for dinner tonight.
Nice.
But then don't I undo all of that if I put them over pasta with delicious red sauce, a little marinara, a little ragu? The meatballs, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, but what are you trying to do? Are you trying to be...
Avoid being a big fat A.
Oh, I thought you were just trying to, like, reduce your meat intake. Like,
I mean, a little
Monday
bit of
thing.
Both, yeah.
I think we don't. like douse the sauce on. It's not too awful. It's got to have a little bit of flavoring.
I got to douse the sauce on there.
You don't.
I want it to be like where there's so much left where I have to tip the plate of my mouth at the end and drain the plate
His
into my gullet.
His problem is the sauce. It's that he eats the entire box of pasta.
Yeah. You know, Susan said earlier you guys should go downtown for a meal at a restaurant this weekend.
Yeah.
You are just, you're not allowed to go downtown. It's fancier down there.
Okay, you there's a Chipotle downtown. Shut up, Fond du Lac. What are you talking about?
She isn't asking you to make a reservation at Chipotle, though. She wants to go somewhere nice. She has a point.
She does. She wants to go somewhere nice, like 7. I'm like, okay. Do you see the prices there on the menu at 7?
Yeah.
You go over to the Red Lobster. They got a Red Lobster over there in Golden Valley.
And you get Cheddar Bay biscuits.
And you do. So let me ask you a question. So you're listening to the show. Serious question. Going downtown. Do you feel safe going downtown? Be honest with me. Because I told Susan, I said, maybe I'm just being a big P word, but I don't really know that I want to go downtown. I just don't know that I feel safe down there. And I love... And I don't want to spread a rumor that it's not safe to go downtown, because last summer somebody said, you can't ride your skateboard downtown on the Stone Arch Bridge. It's dangerous down there. And I went down there, and it was all like families and people,
totally
and it was
fine,
like
yeah.
totally fine. It was not in any anything at all. But let me ask you a question. If you, just a survey, informal survey, text me at KDWB1, do you feel safe going downtown? Do you feel safe going downtown, Jen?
Yeah, I mean, I practically live downtown because I live in Uptown, but I live right at the border of where downtown starts for the most part. And like, I don't, yes, there are people that come up to my car and ask for money quite often in the neighborhood I live in.
They're usually pretty non-threatening.
No, they're totally fine. And if I tell them to leave me alone, they leave me alone. So, and I bike downtown because I have a lot of friends that live in like the North Loop area. So
I'm just your normal white Chanhassen guy that is spreading fear and rumor mongering about it being dangerous to go downtown.
Yeah. Well, you're not necessarily spreading it. You're asking a question, which is nice that you're asking. It's more of like other people reporting on things where they see one bad thing happen and assume the entire neighborhood's like that.
Exactly.
And so I, yes,
bad thing can happen in every neighborhood.
Right. So, yes, are there bad things that have happened downtown? Yes. But I have never had issues, and I go downtown all the time.
Text me and let me know whether you personally feel, it's not a judgment thing, is let me know. Let me know whether you feel safe, would feel safe going downtown or even downtown St. Paul. And I'd love to go to downtown St. Paul. What's the place that was it Pozzoluna that closed down?
Yeah.
We went there one time a year or so ago, and I was like, God, I can't believe we've never been here before.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, like last April, May, they closed down.
It was right after you went.
I left a stank in Pozzoluna.
They couldn't get it out of the carpet. It's like when you leave your towels in the washer too long, it never comes out. That's what Dave left behind.
I'll take credit for that if that's the rumor that goes around. All right, so check this out. After betting on herself with ventures like Savage X Fenty, Rihanna is now putting her money into other people's businesses. She's one of the latest investors in a black-owned vegan and allergy-friendly food company called Partake Foods. Forbes says she took part in a $4.8 million fundraising round last year that includes other people like the Seattle Seahawks and Jay-Z. And, in fact, over half of Partake's food total fundings come from black investors like Jay-Z and HER. The CEO, Denise Woodward, said it's part of a conscious effort. She says, very deliberate. I feel very passionate about continuing to increase wealth in the black community wherever possible. And so having investors on board that understand these missions and goals is really important to me. I would check that out because here's what's going to happen. Your boy is going to get on a vegan and allergy-friendly, probably not allergy-friendly because I don't care about gluten. Gluten is delicious as far as I know.
Literally, if you stabbed my side right now, gluten would pour out. So,
really?
Yeah.
Kind of like a cactus. So if you cut the branch off a cactus,
yes,
a bunch of water, milky water will come out.
Yeah.
You stab you and a bunch of gluten will pour out.
And gravy.
It'd be worth it. Because
gluten
I,
and gravy.
I don't
after
even know
two
what,
G's.
I don't know what gluten looks like. I think it's more of a powdery kind of a thing, but I'm
Look
not.
Look at me. Yeah. I'm powdery.
Okay, gotcha. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Belichick has declined Donald Trump's invitation to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom Thursday in the wake of the riots at the Capitol. He put out a big statement yesterday, and basically the Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor that you can get in the United States, and he's turning it down. Here's what he said. Recently, I was offered the opportunity to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what the honor represents and admiration for prior recipients. Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision is made not to move forward with the award. The statement continued, above all, I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I also know I represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions. He said, continuing those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him other than he is that coach. Why would he get that award? What has he done other than coach a successful football team?
That's a good question, and I don't know. It might just be the sole reason that he was such a winning coach, and I think that he and Donald Trump are buddies, too.
Okay.
So I think that might have been it. That is the dirt for now on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. If you didn't hear it earlier, we're looking for a new voice of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show, and we played some of the candidates earlier. And if you didn't hear it, I got a little follow-up, because we got to pick who it's going to be. Plus, War of the Roses. Is this the classic one about the clown? I believe it is.
Clown
a very
fetish,
popular
Dave.
War of the Roses. Yes. Is it the clown fetish
clown
one?
Clown fetish.
It's coming up. War of the Roses. Basically, we're going to find out whether he's cheating or not, or whether she's cheating or not, and what their lame excuse is. It's War of the Roses on KDWB. Well, hey, how are you? I don't know why I've been in such a good mood lately.
You know why?
Okay, is it hanging out with you?
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
Nope.
Times being had.
I think it's, but you know what? I'm this is not an ad. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I'm down 25 pounds, and I think that you're in a better mood when you feel better and healthier.
Yeah,
you think there's something to that?
I can't imagine there isn't. I've been in a better mood, too. I've been eating all my candy from my stockings. Still got a lot of mini Kit Kats and mini Snickers, and I've been vibing.
My girl. I've been on Livia for, I don't know, 4 months, and I stalled out, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was stalling out because I was cheating. And every time I'd have one of my consultations, shout out Christine and Ryan. How'd it go this week? You know, I'm still at 185. What are you at? You've been at 185 since, like, you know, a month ago. Yeah. Well, you know, I went a little crazy over the holidays. Like, well, Dave, you can't go crazy. Well, I had a cheat meal. How many cheat meals? Six. So I decided to stop cheating.
Sounds, yeah.
And I'm now down, again, I won't sound like an ad, but I'm down like 3 pounds since last week because there's no alcohol.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. And I haven't had any cheat meals. I had one mini cheat meal on Saturday. I had tacos with the kids.
Well, good for you. I think that's great.
So I'm in a better mood.
Yeah.
And then I'm not drinking, so I think I wake up more alert and more alive.
Yeah.
Than kind of stumbling out of bed and going, oh, I feel dehydrated.
My cat Edith woke me up at 4:20. I had like just a little bit of time left, like a few more minutes left before I got up, and she was ready to play. So she was like, and she was pouncing my face. Like my feet, I could like kick her off a little bit, pouncing my face, Dave.
Yeah.
She doesn't care for me.
No, they cats go for faces. Dogs are like, dogs are butts, cats are faces. That's just the way it is. Here's your keyword to text in Bills. Text in Bills to 200-200. Play the game just like you would play the Powerball, the Mega Millions. It's like over $500 million tonight. But this one, you don't have to spend a dollar on it. All you got to do is text in Bills, that word B-I-L-L-S, to 200-200. Chance at $1,000. Take a little getaway. I said that I would get on the Amtrak, and I would go all the way out to Big Sky in Montana, do a little skiing, stay for a night or two, take the Amtrak back. Train trip across
the country.
You're
not supposed to be traveling right now. You should pick something else to spend your money on.
I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Wear a mask. You
selfish,
know what? I'm not going to be a prisoner of my
be
own
selfish.
Home. So text that keyword Bills to 200-200. We mentioned this earlier. We said, I want to go down. Susan said, okay, the restaurants are open again. That's one of the few things that we love to do.
Yeah, eat.
Is eat. So I can go out. I can have like a shrimp salad somewhere, like a, you know, like a Caesar salad with shrimp
sounds
on it or
great.
Something like that.
I wouldn't go Caesar. It's pretty high calorie there, boy.
Yeah, you're probably right. So she's like, let's go downtown. Let's patronize some of the restaurants downtown. And I folded my arms and I made a pouty face. I said, I don't feel safe downtown.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking you that listen to the show, text me and let me know whether you feel safe downtown. I've got a text at KWB1, a bunch of them. Hell no, says this one. I don't go downtown because there's always at least one or two crazy drivers. Here's one. I work downtown. We really need more people to come and not be afraid. The more people stay away, the more we won't be able to keep downtown safe. That's a really good point. The more people you have downtown, safety in numbers, right? I think people who say it's dangerous to go downtown never went downtown in the first place.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's kind of true.
So true.
I know somebody who like lived in Litchfield or Hutchinson. They're like, downtown Minneapolis scares me and all the one-way streets freak me out. It's like, well, because you never go down there.
No, yeah.
Another one, I would not go downtown until after Biden takes office. This country is way too volatile. Downtown St. Paul is also, I don't feel safe. Downtown Minneapolis is fine during the day and decently fine at night, but on weekends when people are out partying, but anything past 2 a.m. is trouble. So when people are out in crowds and throngs.
We always say nothing good happens after, what, like midnight or whatever? Yeah, of course, nothing good's going to happen after 2 a.m.
Here's one. No, two people who worked with my husband for their truck shot three bullet holes at 6:30 in the morning. No, I won't go downtown at all. I work in the North Loop, and that's the closest I'll go. I work downtown daily, and I feel totally safe. After dark, I might consider a place with valet, but personally feel no need to go downtown. I trust downtown Minneapolis more than I do downtown St. Paul.
See, and I've seen texts with opposite. They trust St. Paul more than Minneapolis. Although I think if people are worried about the things that are in the news right now, then it would be St. Paul for a bit because where the capital is.
Oh, true, yeah. Another one, I haven't felt safe downtown my whole life, but I also grew up in Eagan, so it's very different.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's one of those things, like they said, if you don't go downtown, then you're one of those people who's like, no, it's not safe. Another one, I don't feel safe going downtown at all. I absolutely don't feel safe downtown. And we are big proponents of downtown Minneapolis. My God, this is where we live.
Yes. Yep.
But isn't it a shame that some people don't feel safe down there?
I just feel like a lot, like you said, a lot of those people didn't go there and didn't feel safe before. I just had a conversation with a guy over in Wayzata. He works at a coffee shop there, and they had a location downtown, which they're like pausing it for the winter. But that's just because skyways are closed, et cetera. And I said, "Oh, is it because you know how are things going? Do you?" And he said, "I live down there." He's like, "I don't know why people feel so unsafe down there." He's like, "We're down there; it's completely normal. A little less people because businesses aren't in." He's like, and he kind of said the same thing. We just think as soon as Target goes back into play, it's going to be totally back to normal because that there's what, like 8,000 or 9,000 employees that go downtown that aren't anymore for Target. So it's just like getting people back down there and then you get back to your regular routine.
I haven't been downtown, I don't think at all in a year.
I went last weekend.
I don't think I have. You know what? I will make a pledge. Susan and I will go to dinner downtown somewhere this weekend.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know. Your two-person experiment, I'll let you know whether downtown is safe or not.
Okay. Are you going to drive around? You're just going to go straight to your restaurant and go back?
Say that again?
Are you going to drive around downtown or are you just going to go straight to the restaurant?
No, straight to the restaurant, yeah.
Okay. Might be hard
to tell. Is there a Chili's downtown?
No, I don't think so.
No? What's downtown?
I mean, there's probably a TGI Fridays. You guys love Fridays, so that would be a good one. Dude,
potato skins? Oh, they're so good.
I think you were going to like support like a local one, though, like a non-chain kind of thing, maybe?
Who works at Fridays? Local people.
You said you didn't want to do a chain. That's your call.
I contradict myself a lot.
You do?
What? Okay. We have to do this because I want to update you because if you listen to the show, I want to do this quick. We spent a lot of time on this about 2 hours ago. I want to do this a little bit quicker. This is where we're trying to find. I said we need a woman to do voice of the Dave Ryan in the morning show.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and now War of the Roses on KWB. We said, let's get a woman to do that. It's been a man forever. And so in 2021, let's hire some more women. The funny thing is, it's out of my own pocket, so I'm going to pay for it myself. But we said we're narrowed it down to 4 women who auditioned to be the voice of the show. Voice of the show, what do I mean? It's the person who does this.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos. And without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Which one's that one?
It's Natalie. Okay. Okay, here comes Rachel.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos. And without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Did you send me? You send me the one, the local girl.
I just sent you
the
local girl. I think her name's Jerry.
Was it Jerry January? Was that her name? Because that's her name. I'm going to hire her just on the basis of her name alone.
Her name's badass.
That is a badass name. Okay, I think I found it.
So this is like a fifth person then.
Now
she's local. She's in St. Paul. That's cool.
Now remember, she said, isn't she the one that said, I don't have like broadcast equipment?
No, so this is in her phone, which I'll be honest, I can't tell a difference.
Okay, check her out. Just a new addition to it. Here we go. I'm going to download it, and then I'm going to hit the play button, and then you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos, and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I think she sounds great.
I think she does, too. I don't want this to sound like a plant, though. Like, oh, nice that you picked the local girl.
She
just
sent an email this morning. She was like, she even emailed. She's like, I'm looking on the website for the details of this and don't see any. And it wasn't on the website.
So she reads it again a couple of more times. Hold on. Now I got to click it again here.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Can you imagine that? How badass would it be to have somebody on the show named Jerry January?
So much cooler than my name. And I have the coolest name between you and Jenny. Let's be honest. Fallon's
Jenny
way cooler.
Luttenberger.
Yeah.
And Dave Ryan. Jerry January.
God, that's a good name.
You know what, Jenny? You can leave because we found somebody with a better name than you.
That's fine. You still don't know how to say my last name properly after 5 years.
Shut up.
I think it's time for me to go anywhere.
And his voice to text doesn't know how to spell it either. It's always spelled wrong on voice to text.
I-E.
Yes, every time.
Now I'm going to play them all in a row, you couple of smart asses. Pay attention.
Okay.
Here comes Jerry January, who wins on the basis of her name alone. Here is one more of the same script. Here we go. Here's Jerry January.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Have you imagined that processed in a real studio, not read into her iPhone? It'd probably sound a whole lot better.
Probably.
Here's Natalie again, one more time.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
By the way, that joke has still not gotten old. Here it is. Wait, here's Rachel.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Here is Bella.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay, here comes Cooper, who actually is a professional at this, and she put all the sound effects behind it.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Oh, you know what? She put some processing on her voice, too.
Yeah,
I just noticed
like
that.
Robotic.
Okay, so
I'm not going to say who, but I have my top two choices. I think you're going to be surprised by them. I'm going to write
all right,
them down
who, no,
you.
Go ahead and tell me. Who are your top two choices? And I will give you a caveat right now. I am not going to let you influence me by being pissed if I don't pick the one that you pick.
Okay. So in the very beginning,
yes.
I was leaning towards Cooper, but I actually wish I could hear her voice without that, because we're not going to use that same music and we're not going to use the same processing she put on it. So I wish I could hear her naked voice like everyone else's.
Okay.
Initially, she was my top choice, but she's not now.
This is Cooper.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana, the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
So my top two now are Natalie and honestly, latecomer Jerry. I got to be honest. Like, I like her voice. It sounded a little less, I don't know.
A little more natural, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, here's Jerry again.
More fun than a bag of Cheetos and without the orange fingers. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
You know, I like her. I really do. And I'm not going to lie. The fact that she's here in town and can drive across town to do these.
Kind of awesome, yeah.
And maybe replace Jenny because she's got a way better name.
I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you were producing the Ryan Seacrest show.
I have my mic on.
No. Oh, anyways, hey. Her name is Jerry January. It's fake as hell, but what a great radio name that is, huh?
I know. Really, I like her.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's named Jerry January. It's too good.
Is that her email address? Don't give it away, but...
No.
Okay.
So there's Jerry, local. Now, we left off with Cooper, right?
Well, I said she was my... But no, I said my top two, I think, are... I feel bad saying this because these are like women in my profession. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to downplay any of them.
Of course not. No. Huh?
Natalie, I think, was my other choice.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I like Natalie because she sounds like she could kick your ass.
They all have... Okay, so they have different tones to their voices,
well,
which of course...
And here's Bella. Don't forget Bella.
Live and local right here in Miles City, Montana. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
She's really good, too.
She is.
Okay, I'm going to flip a coin. No, I'm not. We'll pick
the
best one.
We got to War of the Roses.
We could get to War of the Roses, but I'd like to talk a little bit about my latest project.
No.
Wait, not now?
Not ever.
Some people call it multi-level marketing.
There it is.
I prefer to call
it
a business opportunity on the ground floor.
Get ready and for the drama. Dave Ryan's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
When we think about doing War of the Roses, some of them we look at and we go, no, I don't want to do that one. No, that one's too crazy. Or this is just, you know what, he's obviously cheating, you don't need us. But this one we looked at and we rejected it for like 2 weeks. For 2 weeks we said, no, we're not doing that one. And then finally we said, why not? Let's try it.
I was like, I have never heard of something like this in my life. I don't know. Is this a real thing? Are we being bamboozled?
I don't think we're being bamboozled, but you'll have to be the judge as we go through this because we're talking with Leanne. Leanne, I'm going to let you explain the whole thing. What made you want to be on War of the Roses today on KDWB?
Okay. Well, honestly, I really didn't want to call you guys because this, I know how this sounds. It sounds insane, but I need to know. I need to know what Charlie's up to. So I'm dating this guy, Charlie. Charlie has an ex-girlfriend, Tabitha. Tabitha is a clown for birthday parties and parades and events. And when they were together and Tabitha was a clown, sometimes she would wear the costume home and they would do things while she was in costume.
Now, I want to stop you right there because if I was dating or... I always had to think about, like, women in the military.
Oh, okay.
If I had ever dated somebody who was in the Air Force or in the Marine Corps or the Navy, I'd be like, you know what I want you to do? Leave those dress blues on just for tonight. Or some people might be like, I have a firefighter fetish, so I'd want him to, like, come in the bedroom and all the firefighter gear, whatever.
Yeah.
So I could, if I was dating a clown, honest, Fallon, if you were dating somebody who was a clown, would you ever want to hook up with them in the clown makeup?
No, but I also just can't imagine that because I used to have like a horrific fear of clowns. So I just don't see that being in my life.
So he and Tabitha would hook up when she was still like with the red wig and the clown costume and the red nose and the makeup and all that stuff?
Yes.
That sounds really messy.
In clown role play.
Okay.
Oh my God. Now the role play part I wouldn't get. It's like, yeah, you want a balloon, little boy? See, that's creepy.
Honk here. I don't know.
So, okay, go ahead and continue. So they used to hook up with her in the clown gear. Okay.
And Charlie really liked it. So he asked me if I would consider also doing clown stuff in the bedroom. So I went on YouTube and I learned how to do clown makeup. And I was going to go on Amazon and I was going to buy some clown costume. But Charlie was... He said, no, absolutely not. Don't get it on Amazon. You have to go to clowncostumes.com.
Shut up. Well, everybody knows the best place to get clown costumes is on clowncostumes.com.
Hold on. I have not to Amazon. Hold on. I have to Google this. Clowncostumes.com.
Hold on. Fallon is looking up clowncostumes.com. She's getting a couple clown of ideas store. For the bedroom.
Can I click on clown store? Oh, my God. These outfits are terrifying.
Are they really?
Yes.
So...
Like,
okay,
on.
She's showing me her computer. Hold on.
They look like little baby doll.
Oh, like, yeah, like a Raggedy like Ann kind of a thing?
I don't like it. Yep, it makes me uncomfortable.
So you got a clown costume on clowncostumes.com. You got the makeup. You got the... Tell me about your outfit, because I'm trying to picture your outfit. Red wig, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Authentic.
Sparkles, ruffles.
Yep.
But the thing is that Charlie said that I wasn't putting enough effort into it.
Like the actual costume or the actual bedroom portion?
Oh, the whole nine. It wasn't, he wanted me to be more into it and I wasn't doing it quite the way he liked it.
Because you're not a real passionate clown. No. I mean, if you go back to this other girl, Tabitha, listen, I'm not trying to like build her up over you, but if she was really into clowning,
Then that's her thing.
It's kind of like somebody who's really into the Renaissance Festival as opposed to somebody whose wife made him dress up to go to the Renaissance Festival. He's going to feel kind of stupid and not really be into it.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Clowns have a name, usually. Did he want to call you or give you a clown name in the bedroom?
Yes, he did.
What was your clown name?
Dazzle.
How did he come up with Dazzle? And how did that feel to have him call you Dazzle in the bedroom? Oh, yeah, Dazzle, that's right. That's give me a big smile.
Okay, number one, now I see why she didn't want to call us.
What?
Because of this.
Why?
because this is not her thing. So now she probably feels ridiculous.
Well, you should feel a little ridiculous.
But you're dazzling us, I'll tell you that.
Jesus. Okay. So he called you Dazzle.
Yes, he called me Dazzle. He seemed so disappointed afterwards.
I have to admire you, though. You know what?
You didn't make a balloon animal out of a condom for him.
You could have done that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I admire you because I think that any time that if your partner wants to try something adventuresome, you can give them one of two answers, or actually three. You can be like, yeah, whatever turns you on turns me on, or you're sick, no way, or you can kind of grin and bear it, but that's no fun because if you're trying something and they're like, hurry up and get it over with, that's no fun.
No.
So you were kind of more like the hurry up and get it over with kind of a person.
I tried to be into it.
Did you get makeup? Go ahead.
Yes, I did. I did the makeup. You know, I would like my partner to enjoy himself in the bedroom, and he really enjoys the clown stuff, which, you know, is why I'm wondering. I mean, he really enjoys it. I'm a little worried that he might call Tabitha, or she was apparently really good at it. I'm not so good at it.
I admire you for trying, and he should admire you for trying. Honestly, I think a lot of women would be pissed off if their current partner said, yeah, here's what my ex used to do that really turned me on.
Yeah.
You should try this. Like, my ex was a blonde. She was really hot. Will you put on a blonde wig? Would you like that if Jake asked you that?
No, I would not. No, I would not.
Can I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
Did you have clown shoes on?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, you did not do clown shoes.
You don't wear shoes while you're hooking up? Come on. Grow up, Dave.
That is not true. Have you watched porn? Hashtag high heels. Grow up, Fallon.
These are clown shoes. They're not high heels.
All right. So you think that this guy, and his name is Charlie, might be hooking up with his ex, Tabitha, because he wants clown loving, and you didn't give it to him. Now, I know this is kind of serious because here's a guy that you like, and you're worried he might be cheating. But at the same time, you realize that there's a lot of ridiculous kind of elements to this story.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to throw in before we take a break and make the phone call?
No, I don't feel pretty ridiculous right now. Thank you.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
We saw the ratings and nobody is listening, so it's okay. Leanne, stay right there. We'll call Charlie in a minute, but in the meantime, you're listening to the show. I want you to call or text me and tell me what you think. Is this the craziest fetish? If your boyfriend asked you to do something that his ex used to do, would you do it? Do you believe there's people that can be... what do they call them, plushies? The ones who get turned on by, like costumes?
It's not... What do they call it? Furries? No.
Fuzzy. Fluffies. Fluffies, no.
Isn't it furry?
I don't know. But there are different things that turn on different people. What do you make of this, and who do you think he's going to send the roses to? Call me at 651-989-KDWB or text KDWB1.
Back to busting. The Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses.
That music brings out like a Pavlov's dog reaction to me.
Yeah, I'm salivating.
Ooh, it's going to happen. It's War of the Roses on KDWB. We're about to call this guy to find out who he wants to send roses to. But her question is, well, he used to see this girl who worked as a clown at birthday parties, and they would hook up with her in her full clown makeup. So he asked her, his new girlfriend, if she would do it too. And so she did, but he's like, you didn't do a very good job, and I can tell you weren't really into it. It was just weird. So now she's worried that he's going back to girlfriend number one, the clown, to hook up.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people with a lot of thoughts on this one. You can text us at KDWB1. 53921 or call me at 651-989-KDWB. Phone calls first. Let me grab some of those. We're going to talk to Riley first in River Falls. Riley, what do you make of this whole thing?
I think it's a little weird. I don't think he's necessarily cheating on you because he tried it. You know, if he was going to cheat on you, he'd probably just go back to the original clown.
Could be, yeah.
The original clown?
That has never been said before.
Nope, yep. Never.
Thank you, Riley.
That's what, like, someone texted in. Never, ever would I accept someone who asked me to do something their ex did because it turned them on. Go back to your ex.
I asked Christy once to dress up as Betsy Ross.
You're so stupid. That is not true. I have a real fun fact. When I was about 21 years old, I had a girlfriend named Erica. Now, Erica wore a perfume called Tea Rose. which smelled like old lady perfume, like roses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I had a next girlfriend, and I'm like, we were shopping one time for perfume for her, and I'm like, why don't you get Tea Rose? And I don't know how she knew that my previous girlfriend wore Tea Rose. She's like, I wouldn't wear that cheap ass. And I'm like, ooh. Yeah. And that's what I learned. It was probably a bad idea to like ask your current partner to do something
probably.
That your old partner
yeah.
used to do. All right, before we make the phone call, Matt, you got to say your piece. Matt from Monticello. What do you think is going on here on War of the Roses?
Number one, he needs to see a therapist if a clone does it for him. Bottom line, that's just crazy. It's out of the world. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Okay.
Number two,
yep.
why does a fetish constitute as cheating? Why is she thinking because he likes clowns, and yes, okay, fine, he'd do that with his ex-girlfriend. But why does that constitute that he's cheating? Because he asked her to do it, and it didn't maybe go as well as he wanted to. It doesn't mean he's going to cheat.
You're right.
You got a good point.
Super confused on this.
I think because she's worried that she didn't do a good job, it's kind of like, oh, right, if you really like tall guys, and now you're dating a guy who's not maybe as tall, and all you talk about is like, oh, tall guys turn me on, I think that then the guy would be like, well, is she like seeing tall guys behind my back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. Let's find out right now. By the way, thank you, Matt. We appreciate you. Let's make the phone call on War of the Roses and find out who he's going to send the wars of the roses to. And then right after that, we've got star party tickets. So hang on. Lots coming up on KDWB.
So, Charlie, we're going to send off a dozen long-term romantic roses by end of the day. And I'll need a name from you. Who would you like to receive these roses?
Wait, what is this exactly?
Just for the time you took out of your day to participate in our survey a moment ago, we want to give you a nice little incentive. So we're going to send out a dozen long-stem romantic roses today.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to do anything else or anything?
Nope.
You're just gonna, like,
just that survey. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I need a first and last name.
You'll send some roses to somebody?
For sure. Today. Yeah.
I don't have to pay or anything?
No. It's our way of saying thank you. Just give me a first and last name of the recipient.
Okay. Her name's Tabitha. T-A-B-A-T-H-A.
Okay. I think I can spell that one. And if you want to attach a card to the flowers, you can. What would you like that to say?
Anything?
Yeah.
All right. I just say honk. H-O-N-K.
I'm sorry.
You can't keep it together at all. Be a professional. Think of your days in Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
No, it's too late now. You already ruined it. You're right.
What?
Charlie, this is not your cable company. This is actually a radio show here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. I know you don't live here, but it's called the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show, and your girlfriend wanted to have you on the radio because she told us about your clown fetish, which is all becoming a reality with your honka honka.
No. No. What do you mean clown fetish?
Well, let me try to help you out a little bit here. Leanne told us about it, Charlie, and she gave us kind of a detailed description. And Leanne is actually listening in to the whole thing right now.
No. I don't have a clown.
It's
a joke. You don't get it because you're not funny.
Okay. I don't think, wait, Leanne, it doesn't have anything to be with me. I'm not funny. I know that. But Leanne, you just heard Charlie send the flowers to his ex-girlfriend.
No, that's why it's a joke. Leanne, is Leanne listening? Can she hear me?
Charlie?
No.
You've been caught. You're caught.
No.
You sent flowers to Tabitha.
It's a joke. You don't get it. Leanne, please, can we talk about this? I don't even know what's happening. Some people, you just call me and like now I'm, no, that's it. Can we just talk about this without people being on the phone? Because no. I need to, it's just a joke. I'm just kidding.
Charlie, stop. You know what? This is what's going to happen. I'm coming over. Don't be home. Leave the house. Because I'm
going to
get my
car
and I'm
going to
get my
turn. 101.3 KDWB.
Okay, I guess it's now time for Fallonies on KDWB. Let's get started.
Yes.
Fallon, what do you got?
Fallonies are brought to you by Country Heart. So this is like, I've seen this happen before in a movie scenario, I feel like, and I just have this story today, which is fantastic. About 20 couples got together at a farm over the weekend for an underground swingers party. So, Dave, I'd like to confirm you were in Colorado and not at the swingers party.
Nobody would ever invite me to a swingers party.
They would if you were bringing pizza. Anyway.
Thank God Dave's here. Why? Is he really sexy? No, but he got Domino's.
Is he really sexy? Anyway, jeez. They didn't have permission to hold a party with that many people during a pandemic, so the cops came. And when cops got there, the people at the party thought they were strippers.
No way. The cops were strippers. Oh, wow.
Well, one of the cops says a woman pulled him aside and whispered, quote, "Look at your eyes. You're getting me hot."
Oh, God. That's funny.
All the people at the party got citations for violating COVID protocols, and the owner of the farm will be looking at a fine. So how did the cops find out about the party? The three people who were organizing it got into a fight during the planning, and two of them decided to leave the other one out. So that person ratted them out to the cops.
Don't leave your friend out of the swingers party.
Yep, they're going to rat you out. There are your felonies.
Hey, thanks so much. We've got a keyword you got to text in. It's not too late this hour to get $1,000. You got to text that keyword. It is grant. No, bills. There it is, bills. Text it to that special number, 200-200. You get $1,000 if we call you back. We will call you back to let you know you won.
Yes.
So in case there's no mystery, but so if you get a call from a number you don't know, from out of a Minnesota area code, it's a nationwide contest and standard data and text message rates apply. So text that word, bills.
My understanding is it will come that same hour as well. Because yep. Someone else asked, well, when will it come? Well, should I answer one 3 hours later? My understanding it comes like that hour, basically.
Okay. So go ahead and text that in. And we'll come back in a couple of seconds here on KDWB. I don't want to get serious on this, but I just want to update you on what's going on with the whole presidential impeachment. I don't know if you watch the news or follow the news or read the news. Some people go, I don't watch the news. I can't stand it. And other people are like devouring the news. So I'm going to kind of fill you in case you're one of those people that just kind of avoids the news. And we'll also do some fun stuff too, because it's Dave's Dirt.
Thanks, Dave.
That's what we do. It's next on KDWB.
Dave's Dirt. On 101.3 KDWB.
Okay, going to get the serious stuff out of the way first here. A formal article of impeachment against President Trump has been introduced in the House. So they introduced a single article which accuses Trump of inciting violence against the government of the United States. That's in response to a speech at the rally that turned into a riot at the Capitol on Wednesday in which five people died. Including the Capitol Police officer.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi plans to hold a vote on the article as soon as possible. And a lot of people are puzzled about why they would do this when there's only like 5-10 days left in his term. Today is the 12th. The inauguration day is the 20th.
So what is that,
8 days away?
Yeah.
And because it would keep him from getting certain privileges of the presidency and would keep him from holding the presidency again.
Yes.
So that is what we know about that one. 67% of Americans blame Donald Trump for the riot at the Capitol, and 56% want him removed from office before January 20th. Now, remember, that means that 33% don't blame him for it, and that 44% don't want to remove.
Right.
So we're still not quite together on things.
No, we're not.
But don't expect that to happen anytime soon. The PGA of America announced that Trump National Golf Club will no longer host its major championship in 2020. There's just so many people that are distancing themselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who are steadfastly staying loyal to the president.
Oh, there are definitely like big names staying steadfast and loyal.
Here's something else kind of scary. An internal FBI memo warns of armed protests in all 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C. Now, this is not your friend spreading rumors on Facebook. This is the FBI.
Yeah.
Warning about not just protests, but armed protests. So it is kind of scary. A lot of states have called out the National Guard to be prepared for that.
Yes.
So hopefully it'll all be kind of quelled. Protests are fine. Armed protests, violent protests are a whole different story, obviously.
I'm trying to find her on Instagram. I follow a girl. She does news here locally. And they were doing a shot last night at like 10 p.m. By the Capitol in St. Paul. And there's a guy just walking around in full armor with a sword. And she was like
armor, like knight's armor?
Yes. And she was like, I want to ask him why, but also he has a sword. So I'm not going to ask him why he's walking around the Capitol like that.
That is kind of weird. Also, it's kind of an interesting thing, they are keeping the Washington Monument closed until at least January 24th due to credible threats of violence at the Washington Monument. So, wow, a lot of stuff going on. The FBI says it's received at least 50,000 tips connected to the riot. And then we decided, well, you know what? There's a lot of riot stuff going on, but let's move on to something a little bit more fun here. Now, you don't have to feel guilty when your dog stares at you as you eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Ben & Jerry's is introducing the line of treats for dogs called Doggy Desserts. They come in little mini cups that are made with sunflower butter base. There are currently two flavors, Ponch's Mix, made with peanut butter and pretzel swirls, and Rosie's Batch with pumpkin and mini cookies. Can I tell you last night, Josie, my Labradoodle, she's 11, and we love each other. Mm-hmm. She is just, we've gotten closer as she's gotten older, and the house has become emptier. Last night, I got home from Colorado, and she was, like, so excited to see me, but I was so busy unpacking that I would scratch her and, like, you know, give her some attention, then I would kind of, like, go unpack or whatever. And she would sit over there in the corner of the room watching me, and it reminded me of when Allison was 5 and Beth would come visit, and Beth was getting a little bit too old for Allison, and Beth would kind of ignore Allison, and Allison would look at Beth like, are you going to give me any attention?
Aww.
And so I would go over and scratch her again, because I didn't want her to
Allison,
feel like...
Allison, that is?
No, you're not following the story. Right. No. Mm-hmm. Allison, you see, was 5 years old.
Yes.
Beth was getting a little bit too old for Allison.
Okay.
So Allison, Beth would come to visit. Allison would be so excited, and Beth would be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And then Allison would sit in the corner of the room looking at Beth going, oh, am I going to get any attention?
Yeah.
And it broke my heart. Her. So I went to scratch Allison. Thanks for following the story. You see what I put up with here?
This is your prime example of when you said not everything needs to be turned into a joke, Fallon. That might be a prime example right now. I think I'm getting what you're saying.
Right. I've got brain fog. Go for a run. A French study found that a quick 15-minute run not only gives you a boost in energy and happiness, but it'll help you think more clearly and be more productive. Motion equals emotion, Fallon. I've told you that.
You say it all the time.
It's not my phrase. I stole it from Tony Robbins. Motion equals emotion. And also remember, motion is the potion. So if you are feeling down and blue, it's not a cure for, like, you know, what is it called? Depression when it's diagnosed.
Yeah.
Clinical. It's not a cure for clinical depression. I can't help you with that one. But if you are feeling down and blue and sad and unmotivated, get off your A and go for a 15-minute run. 15 minutes, Fallon, that's nothing.
It's not everyone could just jump. No, not a lot of people are just going to jump up and go for a 15-minute run. When you don't run, 15 minutes is like eternity. So
it's
start with a walk.
It's true.
With a casual walk.
What
I read? Like, I was reading this book. And this is something that it's easy for you and I to say, just go for a run, because we are able to go for a run. We physically can go for a run. Neither of us are depressed. But I read this. I was listening to this book. And one of the things she said is she talked to this woman she could do it. She's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I need to figure out another way. So she suggested one thing to do is contract all of your, like, while you're laying in bed, like, tense all of your muscles multiple times, and it still, like, kind of gives you the same effect if, like, you're not able to go out for a run or a walk or something. Like, maybe you're in a wheelchair. That's something that she could do, and it's like, tense up all of your muscles multiple times, and that's like a start for something like that for someone who hates exercise, because it still gets your body gets that chemical reaction or whatever it may be.
I like that. I'm gonna only put my own personal spin on that. If you're not able to go for a run, totally cool. But if you are able to go for a run and you substitute flexing your muscles in bed for a run, I really think you got to do better than that. I was so motivated by a friend of mine. We both know her, Jade Donovan. She does a radio show, and she's super amazing. And she said, I feel so blessed that I have the use of all my limbs and that I can get out and run and enjoy being mobile and active and fit. And guess what? One day we're all going to be hobbling around behind a walker, and I don't want you to look back and go, God, I wish I'd used my youthful energy to be mobile and active and fit rather than laying around on the couch. So,
the couch is so comfortable.
It is though. Fallon, I know, but sometimes I worry you miss my point.
Do
I? All right, check this out. KWB's got your chance to $25,000 toward your dream home makeover project. What? Create the correct home improvement wish list, and you can win $25,000 toward your dream project. It's brought to you by Minnesota Rusco. Head to kdwb.com, keyword home, to enter.
Oh, they have
Minnesota Rusco since 1959.
What year is it? Is it 59 or 69?
It's 59, pretty sure it is, yeah.
Minnesota Rusco.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned for that. When they were looking for a new voice, I auditioned for that.
You need to
stop. I
didn't
get the call back.
You need to stop. Also, we present the KDWB iHeartRadio album release party of Why Don't We?
What?
Celebrating the release of their new album, The Good Times and
Congrats,
the Bad Ones.
Jonah.
It's out Friday. Listen Friday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Exclusively on KDWB and watch exclusively on LiveXLive.com/iHeart. Why don't we? I know it's a long address.
It is.
But it's LiveXLive.com/iHeart. Why don't we?
Jonah bought his dad a Tesla for Christmas.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So maybe you should like get him on the horn, as they say, and you should say, hey, remember when we had you perform at the State Fair at the KDWB booth? Will you give me a Tesla?
It's worth a shot, it couldn't hurt. Okay, listen, today is going to be like a heat wave. Weather Girl Jenny's, and this is crazy, for January.
What is it?
Jenny will give you the forecast, but it is crazy because this time of the year could easily be a high of -2. We're going to see a high way higher than average, so stop complaining about the weather.
Okay.
Appreciate your global warming.
What?
Go burn some trash in your backyard.
Okay.
Let's keep this trend going because we love warm weather.